Hey everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, a show where myself, your host, and three of my lovely co-hosts get together weekly to gather around the nostalgic campfire and share some hilarious and crazy stories about growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. This episode, we got Halloween right around the corner, literally. I'm pretty sure everyone's getting ready to go trick-or-treating or trunk-or-treating or whatever they're doing or trick-and-treating. But this is a super special episode because we are going to be hosting four Zoomers. Oh my gosh, what's the sound effect for that? My goodness. And we'll have them go around table, introduce themselves. So go ahead and give us your name, the year you were born, and then we'll get into this episode talking about all Halloweenies related topics. Ready? Let's start over here to the left.
Hey everyone, I'm C. I was born in 87.
PT, 1975.
Bubbles, 1982. Ling Ling, 2010.
And I'm O, and I was born in 07.
Welcome back, O.
I'm A, and I was born in 08.
I'm N, I was born in 09.
And I'm your host, D, born in 84. I'm getting confused with all the initials. Yeah, we can't have any other guests that have a similar initial, or this thing's gonna melt down. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. All right, so I'm really excited to get the kiddos chatting in this one. But who wants to kick it off? Halloween stories, something crazy, something funny. Let's hear it.
Are we talking about like current, past? Or
yeah, anything? We could talk about the time where Ling Ling almost choked, right? Literally before Halloween trick-or-treating. Remember that? She was a little baby. You don't remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't talk about it.
No, you remember? I'm trying to think, like, was it really before Halloween?
I think it was like Halloween night.
No.
No?
I kind of remember.
Oh, yeah. You got a really good memory.
Yeah, because you were walking with Grandpa.
I was walking with Grandpa to the park.
I thought they were trick-or-treating.
Mm-mm. No, I think Mm-mm. we went to the park. I don't know.
Dude, y'all were walking around the neighborhood.
Neighborhood? Trick-or-treating?
No.
There's no trick-or-treating.
Okay, never mind. Scratch that story then. My bad. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I gave you that look. I was like, wait, what?
This guy doesn't know what? Man, you know what? Sometimes
you
my
suck
brain,
as a host, bro.
Dude,
you
sometimes my brain doesn't work right. Like, what can I say?
We got to rewrite your contract.
I'm pretty sure. Okay, parents, let me ask the parents. Is it true that when you're going through the candy to make sure none is poisoned, what you're really doing is stealing all the good shit from your kids?
Yeah, it's called candy tax.
It's called a candy tax, yeah.
Did you do that to us too, old man?
Yes.
Damn, that's messed up.
Take out all the good ones.
All right, so we got old man in the back.
We leave them with the jawbreakers, the gobstoppers.
The no-name suckers.
The Laffy Taffy.
All the shitty
candies,
yeah. All the shitty ones.
The dots.
So let me ask the kids, how does that make you feel?
I like dots.
I love dots too.
How does that make y'all feel?
The candy tax.
I know I'm going to do it.
So. Y'all remember when I did it?
You're going to pay it forward?
I never even knew you did it. You never knew you did it?
I just ate the candy, to be honest. I don't even care.
they're going to get taxed again this Halloween, so.
Hey, yeah. So.
Now as big kids, you'll remember it.
How can I get in on that tax? Just hook me up.
Well, what do you want?
You
got
to put your time
anything,
in.
Anything peanut butter.
Okay, I got you.
All right.
Do you remember like when we were younger, little kids, not little, maybe like 10?
Last year.
Uh-huh. We would go trick-or-treating around the neighborhood, and there was this one house that would like put pennies.
Yes.
They would give out pennies.
Or nickels, but yeah, it was so annoying.
Pennies, nickels, in the pennies. Like a
pocket change.
Literally, like dirty pocket change was their
like with gum stuck to it.
Pins.
Yeah,
it was pocket lint. I remember that. And I remember some would give the popcorn balls.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier.
Such a lame gift. If you're out there listening and you like to make popcorn balls, do me a favor. Just turn off your porch light and keep your popcorn for movie night.
Yeah. Or apples.
Or apples.
What would you
apples,
prefer, an apple or a popcorn ball?
Let's go around. I remember someone passing out little snack bags of sliced apples. I was like, what is this? Let's go around table. How do you feel about popcorn balls or apples? What do you pick?
I prefer popcorn balls.
Yeah, I'll take popcorn balls.
Over the apples?
Over the apple, yeah.
Neither,
so, okay. Mm.
You don't want sweaty balls?
No? I don't know
popcorn
where the hands are.
Popcorn balls are actually like good.
We got a fan of the popcorn ball.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Good. I don't know.
Is it because they're sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah, if they're sweet, they're good.
Like
yeah.
a caramel yeah. one?
So it, okay. it depends what kind of popcorn yeah,
like
what kind
they are. That yeah. makes
There's
sense.
Some good ones. There's some like
Oh, we got another fan.
The green, sometimes they make them green.
Dude, yeah, the Zoomers yeah. know what's up, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, that's two votes.
How do y'all know about that? Y'all get that stuff?
We used to. Not used anymore. To?
Oh, when y'all were Actually, younger?
Depends where.
Which side of town?
No.
Oh.
Because of like school events.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. Out. Yeah, that's when they pass them out, right?
Okay.
What about over here?
Popcorn balls, all right.
Okay.
I prefer candy.
Popcorn
if
balls.
If you had to no choose. If you had to
between
choose.
Between apples
popcorn bars
or popcorn.
Or apple. I mean, I guess popcorn balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, mean.
Be better.
It's fruit. Mm-hmm.
I would definitely go for the popcorn ball over apples, but I don't know.
You could always pick neither, like Bubbles.
Yeah, I said no because I don't know who made it or
yeah, you're
how
right.
it's been
yeah.
made.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No hard Dropping pass for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to not have diarrhea this week.
Scratch balls, yeah. beat them, yeah. No, but before y'all got here, I was telling the kids and Dee about a story when we were like, probably like 11, 12, when we went trick-or-treating, and this lady gave us apples and popcorn balls, and one of my buddies was all pissed off, so he got everyone's popcorn balls, and like later on that night, he went and threw them on her porch. She wow. had like 7 or 8 of them wow. on the porch.
A whole bunch yeah. of bugs in the
yeah,
morning.
Me, like, yeah. he just threw them on the porch.
That's
it was
funny.
Hilarious. Yeah, he got all pissed off.
So I wonder if she ever did it again, like made apples
oh, yeah,
and gave it
remember.
Out like the next year.
She probably learned her lesson. Yeah.
Nah, she learned her lesson.
She probably tried to poison us the next year.
So what was everyone's favorite Halloween costume?
Oh, man.
That
we wore or
that
we saw?
Yeah. No, that you wore.
I have a good one.
Go for it.
When you and Dad dressed me up as a wrestler.
You're a boxer.
Boxer. There you go.
Yeah.
Boxer. That was my favorite one.
A black guy.
Yeah, the
yeah.
black guy.
Yeah, and he had, it was blue, right? The robe?
Yeah. It yeah. was blue and
oh, you were,
red.
I was going to say, were you wearing a robe? Or you were
no,
like
he had like the gloves.
He had the gloves
like,
and the robe and the
And the black
and
eye?
Yeah. yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. I love
you
that.
You like that one?
I have a picture of it somewhere.
That's cool.
Oh, really?
That yeah. was a cool one. Yeah.
Is that what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like a recreation or something?
That would be cool.
Man, you can go shirtless now because
you could be a luchador. Wasn't I shirtless?
No, I think you were wearing a wife beater.
Yeah,
you were. I was. It was like white, right?
And you have a picture in your arm for like this.
Yeah.
Why did they call it wife beater? Huh. Hmm? Never mind. You know what? Never. Moving on.
That's what they wear when they beat weight.
You're whiskey tango. You should know.
That's yeah. what happens when they don't listen. Okay, I get you.
I think it was because movies. Oh, okay. Like there's like movies and then like
stereotypical.
Yeah, just stereotypes.
I do.
Yeah.
yeah, I so when we were preteen into teenage years, one of my aunts, because my parents wanted just because they were so expensive. So you know, $60 for a mask nowadays isn't like crazy. It's still expensive, but that's not like the highest price. But back in the 90s, $60 for a mask was a lot of money.
Yeah,
and I remember one of my aunts, she like splurged and got this crazy scary mask. And it was like a skull and it had these teeth that came out and it had the muscles along the like face and it had a hood and it looked
oh, yeah,
creepy,
yeah.
like super scary.
Yeah.
And I would put fake blood on the teeth and the tongue and everything. And then it got lost. I don't know what happened to that mask, but I'm pretty pissed that it's been lost since then.
I just saw it when I cleaned up the shed this week.
Did you really?
I think it's still in there.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, I'm wearing it this Halloween-y then.
Oh gosh.
What? Okay. I'm going to wear it all day from in bed all the way till at night when I go to sleep.
It could be an improvement. Never mind.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, you're right, PT. Improvement.
Yeah, I had bugged my mom for I don't know how many years about that mask because I was like, I know you have it. It's
the same one.
And she's like, she said, yeah, dude, like would be like, nope, it's not here. We don't have it. I don't have it anymore. I don't know what you did with it. And now we just confirmed it's been in the shed this whole damn time.
Next to Sweet Pea.
The silverfish probably got to it.
Right.
Those damn silverfish. Okay, whatever. I'm over it.
You touch and like the plastic disintegrates. That's how old it is.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it falls apart. It's like flaky.
You know what I'll do is I'll go to Party
the teeth
City.
Come off.
Okay, hear me out. Look, entertain me. I go to Party City. I buy a new mask. Then I take the old one that's falling apart. With the receipt and say, hey, you guys gave me this busted up mask. It's peeling. What the hell?
Yeah. It's old. 30 years old.
Yeah, I know, right?
We don't have that anymore.
Yeah. I'd be like, well.
Yeah, we haven't sold this in 30 years.
Yeah,
this was discontinued a long time ago.
So sir, we haven't sold that mask since 1999.
No, yeah. They'd be like, oh, sir, actually, that was recalled.
There's no barcode, dummy.
All right. Well, in my mind, it was a good idea.
Wow.
Okay. What about y'all? Halloween outfits that favorite? You recall?
I know what my favorite is that they had. Let's hear it. 1 year I had them Transformers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One was Optimus and the other one was Bumblebee.
Nice.
Damn. What about that skeleton? Remember you're walking around with the skeleton? And had that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
tell
the
us,
one I remember. I
tell
don't
us
know
about
why.
It. Tell
yeah,
us about
good
it.
One. Yeah. It just had an extra accessory. I'm not going to go too much into that.
What?
It was a skeleton with a boner.
Dude, it was cool because so it was a robe with the skeleton pattern, and then it had like, what was it, like a pump? Like
yeah.
a little
yeah.
hand pump?
Yeah.
So it had an air pump, so every time you squeezed it, this big fucking dong, boner dong would pop out, and it would flop around, and this dude was walking around trick-or-treating with a flopping.
Yeah, because they asked him, who's that? Oh, I'm going as my dad this year.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Pump up the jam.
Yeah. You get older, you can just on command.
Yeah. Shit, my shit still works, bro. Magnesium is a key, bro.
All right.
Yeah.
This episode sponsored to you by Magnesium.
I'll be 80 years old with a boner, dude.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny. That was a pretty funny
Harold,
costume.
Your boner.
Say. Yeah.
No wonder the demons come over.
Yeah, no wonder your house has all.
Y'all better.
What about you, C?
Honestly, I don't really remember my costumes. I did. There is a so me and my sister we were dice one time. So it was like a homemade costume.
Yeah, that's cool.
My mom. I guess made them out of big boxes. You know, she made like a little circle for the head and then the arms and, you know, so I have a picture.
Let's see it.
Oh, really? I have to look for it.
I think I have it.
You have it?
I think so.
Oh, gosh. So I think I can't remember if it was my sister or me, you know, the hat tripped and we actually fell like on the floor. And because this box was so big, we couldn't get up. Like we needed help getting up.
Just laying there.
You see his legs flailing. Like, trying to... But yeah, that's
cool.
Probably the favorite.
I'll keep looking while y'all talk.
Yeah, those are always the best ones, like the ones you make.
Like the homemade ones.
I was just thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember having a favorite. I know one time I was like, Crow? No, it wasn't the crow. I don't know. I was so many growing up.
Yeah, same with me. I can't remember a favorite one, but I know one time I was a bag lady.
A bag lady?
What? Mm-hmm. You were a bag lady a couple times.
Yeah, I was a bag lady a couple times.
What?
A bag lady. Like a homeless person.
Yeah, like a hobo. Yeah.
So I had like all these like clothes over me. Like I was just like a homeless person with the
your
big bag.
Your face
was
all dirty.
Mm-hmm. Dirty and smelly.
Dirty.
Did you carry a lot of bags?
No, I wore like a lot of clothes.
Oh, okay.
But it kind of worked out because it was cold.
You look like you look
sweating your ass by the sweat out by the end of the night.
You look like Marbuck and 410.
Yeah. 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 Just not the smell, but yeah.
Get your own underpass. Get your own corner.
This house is right under the underpass. It's crazy.
Dude, yeah, that's crazy. Like Tent City?
Yeah.
Wow. It's getting bad.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we can go clear them out if you want.
The city does that, and then like a couple hours, they come right back.
Nah, this I'm talking like they won't come back.
Oh.
Clear them out.
I mean, never mind. That's another episode. I still can't find this picture. I thought I had it.
So bag lady.
Mm-hmm. Bag lady. And then also I remember doing a couple years cause it was easy was being a vampire.
Oh yeah.
That was easy.
That's always a typical right, vampire. And,
yeah. Vampire, witch.
Which
or
is
ghost.
Easy.
Or I always do the alien. I always paint my eyes black with like green paint. I used to do that a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Boring. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or like zombies.
Wait,
just
like
do
spring,
your eyes.
Spring green, like my mohawk. Green,
yeah, yeah, that bright neon fucking dude. You can't compare your queer green to my alien green, bro. That's two different levels.
I
right
can,
there,
and I just did.
No, you did. Oh no, oh, you no, did.
Don't even think about it.
Don't even go there.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think my favorite with the kids was Georgie from It.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't like it though because my balloon popped. So.
Oh yeah.
How soon did it pop when you started?
Like right away.
Oh, man.
Really?
No.
Yes.
It did? I thought we were walking home.
So you went. let me. So you went from Georgie to Curious George, like. Because without the balloon, oh, are you supposed to be Curious George?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be the man with the yellow hat. The man in the yellow hat.
We all is it in yellow hat here. Or with yellow
hat? It's yellow hat. Yellow yeah. hat.
In yellow hat or with a yellow hat?
With oh, is this another Mandela effect?
No.
The
no.
man with the yellow hat.
With the man with the, or is it in with the yellow hat?
With the yellow
hat. Yeah. With the tail or without the tail, that's a Mandela effect.
Yeah, with without the tail, tail is the current, but the he current, always but had a tail. He always had a tail. Because he's a monkey.
Yeah.
I watched Curious George all the time. Mm-hmm. So
that's wild. Yeah. So I remember as we got older and I would go with my friends trick-or-treating and we started getting pushback from some of these houses. Yeah, like they would be yeah. like, you're a little old to be trick-or-treating.
You
like,
did?
Put the what? Candy in the bag yeah, or
some,
pay the
some
price.
Some people are assholes like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, dude, come on.
We don't, dude. It's that, like I told her, dude, I'd rather give candy to the teenagers and them out there fucking off and doing crazy shit.
Yeah, you
know
exactly.
I mean? Getting in trouble, you know.
Dude, it's so it's yeah. literally candy.
Yeah, dude. We just yeah. we give it out to everybody.
And I eat it too.
So. Yeah, we get a lot of them too, like in our neighborhood.
Yeah, I need that candy tax.
Yeah, one Reese's time that the guy had the same monkey mask I had, right?
Oh, yeah.
I found the picture Twinsies? Today. Yeah, yeah. You know, I always wear that monkey mask. I've had it for like 4 or 5 years.
Dude, so original.
Of the apes, yeah.
So you had a Twinsie. Remember that one time he got all pissed because we found a person in the crowd at Casablanca?
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, oh, there's Blow. We're taking a pic. And he's all, that's not me.
That's not me. Fuck that guy. Like he's fucking fat. He's fucking ugly.
You're, what do they call it? Doppelganger?
You're doppelganger, yeah.
Bro.
No,
he was fat.
Yeah, we saw
bro.
Him. I was like, let me take a that's picture.
No, do y'all have doppelgangers at school? Of yourselves?
At school?
Just like my hairstyle.
Yeah.
Besides that, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
You have a doppelganger?
Not of me, but like oh, a couple of my friends.
Some?
A couple of my friends.
They look
crazy.
Yeah. Are you serious?
Really?
What about you, Ling Ling?
No, not really.
No, not yet. You'll get one. You'll get a doppelganger.
Actually, my coach gets me and my friend mixed up. We're built the same and we're same height, so.
That's great.
Y'all both got the same Latin tickler? Same mustache? That's cool.
Oh my god.
We had so I went to school with these two brothers and they were twins and they the only way you could pick them apart until they got into high school because they one bulked up and he was in football and the other didn't, but up until then they literally were identical twins and the only way you could tell apart was one had like a birthmark like on their neck or something like that.
Oh,
you
shit.
Know but they would go to each other's classes and do it over. So
what?
They would go to the same class twice and they'd switch shirts in the bathroom.
Oh my god.
And then they'd
why
like,
would they do that? Like
so
for
they,
tests and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Or just like
oh,
to take the quiz and do it better. And yeah.
I think that would be cool.
Right?
Cool. To switch it with my
I
dad.
I wonder if the twins
I'd
ever did
love
that.
To do that.
Yeah. You should ask them.
We should.
They
we
probably
should,
did.
Yeah. I'm sure they did crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
Because they're identical. So they
right.
they look. The only way I could tell is one had a scar on the cheek. One has a scar because when they're little, she scratched the other one.
That's the only way you
yeah,
could.
Yeah, so the only way I could tell them apart. But
yeah.
For a while, I really couldn't.
Dude, I mean, even like recent when we first started meeting them and I'd be like, oh, which one is this? And
yeah.
I'd be looking like,
yeah.
I don't want to say the wrong name.
Yeah, well, now we can tell because one has a kid, one doesn't.
Right, right. Yeah.
I think my favorite costume that Ling Ling wore was the bat one, the one I showed you.
Oh, the little bat princes.
Oh, that was cute.
The, like a ballerina.
Yeah,
oh, yeah
that,
that
one
yeah.
was cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was at the house, right?
Which one?
The picture.
No, that was at.
Oh, that's
when
what
I was staying
your,
at.
Yeah, at your aunt's.
My
that's
aunt's
right, yeah.
Yeah. Ling Ling was little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was 3 in
that. Now she's all grown up.
I don't
oh my
know.
God.
Oh, no.
Don't.
You were like SWAT. I have a picture of it. You were SWAT and you
oh,
had like
I
a
remember.
Gun on your thigh.
I still have it. I still have the costume at my dad's.
Really?
I put it on sometimes.
What?
Like just to see if it fits me.
What? You were like
what?
6,
really?
Dude.
I know.
You were like 6. What are you
like
talking
just,
about?
Like just to mess around, I put it on. Like
oh,
just be funny.
My
weirdo.
God.
You should
be SWAT now, dude. I'll give you
hey,
a real gun.
You should totally like post it in the family chat. Just
mm-hmm.
be like, hey, trying it on again.
Every week.
Just like every just random.
Oh damn.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, but I still have the costume.
That's
wow.
funny.
I don't have the pants, though. If I had the pants, I would wear those, too.
Well, you just had jeans. You wore your own pair of jeans.
I did.
Mm-hmm. But you had, like, the vest, and
I,
you had, like,
the
gun.
Vest,
you
the
try to
badge.
Wear the vest? What the hell? Are you village people or what? YMCA?
I think
Grandpa can be the construction guy. He could be the cowboy.
Yeah, he's
the
assless chap.
With the assless chaps.
With the
motorcycle cop.
He can wear his jockstrap backwards.
Dang it, there was something I was going to ask. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, so two episodes back, we were talking about how we had fall festivals and stuff in our schools.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
do
yeah.
y'all have any of that now? No?
Not anymore, not since, like, elementary.
Elementary, see, right? But like y'all had them, right? Because right? I was telling them when Ann used to have them when he was in elementary at Morrill.
Yeah.
They had the fall festivals, right? They would have the boots and all that.
Like, they had all, like, the games. It was like a carnival. It was, like, really cool, honestly.
And
like,
the food, right?
Yeah, food, right? Every class had a different booth, right?
Yeah, like, right. Every, like, teacher, like, a math teacher. I think they'd have, like, certain stuff. Like, math teachers would do food. And, like, reading yeah. teachers would do, like, games. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, but they would, cool. they would like give tickets and stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to, like, buy them.
Yeah.
I think you get some for free.
Yeah, somebody they had the DJ. Remember that teacher used to always DJ?
Oh, yeah. Mr. C.
Mr. C, yeah.
Dude, that's he, cool. like, he does all, like, the Easter Bunny. He does, like, a Santa Claus, like, for yeah. the pictures at school.
Oh, he oh, yeah.
He's oh, wow.
cool. Yeah.
So he was the cool teacher.
Yeah, he would do, like, the DJ for free and stuff.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah, because I was saying, like, y'all two... Lingling and Ode never really had fall festivals at school.
I don't remember that.
In elementary, yeah. y'all never had that?
I never heard of
y'all. I know they did.
Mm-mm. And I, oh, and if y'all wanted to wear your costume, y'all had to pay like a dollar. I remember that.
What?
Yeah, they had to pay, wear their costume? Yeah, they had to pay the PTA a dollar
no
for
way.
Them to wear their costume.
Get extorted.
They yeah. didn't do that in the South Side.
Yeah, yeah. that's crazy.
What? And it had to be like a story character or it had to be what? Like clean.
Yeah, it couldn't be like
yeah,
a,
it couldn't be like gruesome or like.
Oh, that reminds me. I remember I had a project in fourth grade and I dressed up as somebody. Who was it? It was a Spanish Mexican.
Oh, Santa Ana.
There you go. Oh my god.
Whoa,
dressed up
Santa
as
Ana?
A dude. Yeah.
Damn.
It was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember seeing that picture too. Yes. You had the little bullet.
Yeah.
What do they call it? The bandolero or whatever mm-hmm. thing yeah. on. Like,
oh, well, Santa Ana didn't wear that shit.
You were historically inaccurate.
I was in fourth grade.
You were historically inaccurate. You know
sorry,
what?
Your parents weren't wow. Mexican. Your parents weren't full Mexican. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Oh, your teacher liked the costume, so.
Or were you Pancho Villa?
Like
you
should have done.
Pancho Villa, no?
He was Santa Ana.
You should have done the blanket of smallpox for the.
Damn, bro. There you go with the Aztecs.
Back with that. I'm back. We're full circle. No, I'm just kidding. Hey,
about to cross some motherfucking line.
It's kind of like. Oh, that's what I was going to ask. So do they let y'all do, like, any trick-or-treating stuff at school, take candy, none of that? Like, they don't do nothing?
No, I think the closest maybe would be, like, a trunk-or-treat, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Like, but they probably don't even do that at the school. Mm-hmm. It's probably, like, a church or...
What's a trunk
the most we do is they just let us wear our costumes on Halloween, but besides that, no.
Okay. But yeah. y'all can't wear masks, though, right?
Don't not
y'all wear masks, just costumes. Has anybody dressed up, like, all crazy?
Yes.
Like Cardi B or something? No.
Yeah, I bet.
No. We have this Arabian kid and he dresses up as a terrorist.
Are you serious? Oh,
dude, that's what's up.
Boom.
And they don't give him a hard time or what?
Oh, I don't know what they did with
what?
Him.
They
year.
Stopped him?
I don't know. I don't think they did, but I think they told him something. Like, not to do it next year.
Wow.
They didn't send him home?
No, I don't think so.
I'm surprised they didn't.
Did everybody wear a mask during COVID?
Yes, technically.
All right, I guess I got to buy a seventh mic.
Yeah. The one who didn't want to be in the... Come sit over here on my lap and you can,
yeah,
you can
sit over
speak
here.
Into the mic.
It pops into my mic.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Speaking to the mic on the table.
So one thing that I always was annoyed of with trick-or-treating is everyone driving so slow.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it. You keep an eye out for kids, but dude, some people just go like at a crawling pace, and then I'm just trying to get to work, or you know, like,
oh, yeah,
not everyone is
home.
Just off
yeah,
like
yeah.
for Halloween,
yeah.
And then yeah, they were sitting there like where you gotta be in this long line because they want to drop their kids off, and then they pick them up, and then they're waiting.
The damn kids run across, dude. The kids,
yeah,
just
that's what I was gonna say.
Out.
They
do,
have to
yeah.
be really careful.
Dude, you gotta be careful, even if it's not like Halloween. The kids are. Small kids will run out.
Well, the grown-ups do it more at work, dressing up and doing all the crap, than the kids do it in school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It, all the teachers, right, they would usually dress up like if you're like at the schools.
I don't think they ever let... So any of the places I worked at where I actually was going in the office, they never let us dress up. Never.
They did ours, like, because I work for the big, like, insurance company.
Yeah.
And we would have, like, teams, you know? Mm-hmm. And it would be, like, a team competition. So one year... No, we dressed up as like senior citizens because we were, yeah, we won first place.
Actually, this year we were trying to decide like what the dental department was going to dress up as. So it's like by departments, and I guess whoever wins see
what,
and stuff.
That's what what they did at my job.
We did pumpkin decorating contest.
Yeah, I remember those.
But we never did costume contests.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, they used to let us dress up. We were like senior citizens.
Do they carve pumpkins? Do y'all carve pumpkins?
I don't know. I do. We do sometimes.
I did on Saturday.
Oh, you already did?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Would you carve? Did you do like a stencil or you just freehand?
I couldn't think of anything to do. So I was just
a regular
like,
jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Some of them can be really difficult.
Actually, it was like, like a dragon or a tiger or something. It was something like that.
I can really? That sounds hard. Should have
done a liger.
I don't know what it was. I think it was a tiger. I could be wrong.
I think I would do a pumpkin and I would carve a pumpkin into the pumpkin.
What? I thought you were going to say you put a dick.
That too.
Your favorite subject.
That's probably the next best.
I was waiting
guess.
For your dick drop with the
It's always
podcast.
About dicks.
I don't know. It's somehow it always circles back.
I don't know.
But you know what?
Not my fault.
I'll draw boobies on mine.
Yes. I'm down. I'll help. I'll motorboat them. Yeah. Let's go. What about favorite candy? What's your favorite? Everybody.
Hands down, bro. Hands down, Reese's peanut butter cups.
I don't know. Depends. It depends on my mood for Reese's.
Yeah.
But what's your
it's
absolute
hard to
favorite?
Choose.
Yeah, it is hard. But what your absolute favorite? Like,
dang, you know what? Now that you say that,
your
absolute
favorite.
Favorite.
So, like, let's just say, okay, for example, Halloween. Yeah, Halloween night.
Okay.
Right.
All
right. And you go to every house you go to.
Right.
This
what
is
am
the
I
one
hoping
fucking
for?
Candy that you want. You hope you get.
Dots.
Okay.
What's the one? Okay, go. Dots.
Dots.
Okay.
See, dots.
So it changed as I got a little bit older. So when I was really, really little, it was the Sixlets. Those were the chocolate
ones,
like,
the hard candy chocolate ones.
For real?
Yes. But then as I got a little bit older, like preteen teenagers, it was the bottle caps. The bottle caps.
Really?
Because
they
would fizz up and they tasted like soda.
Oh,
I would throw those away. I hated those.
And then as I got older, it was Reese's peanut butter cups. Sorry.
Oh, well. You in?
Honestly, Twix.
Twix.
Like, Twix always are
good,
like Twix always smack. Like,
yeah.
They're always good no matter what.
Bussin.
I don't know why.
W.
Hey.
That's what's up.
Twix or Kit Kat?
Oh, yeah.
Kit Kat too.
Oh, Kit Kat too.
Y'all might think I'm weird, but I think
why would we? Oh, really?
Those are good.
Heath bar?
Yeah.
Those ones that have the little coffee in it, right?
Yeah, the toffee.
The toffee.
And they get stuck to your teeth?
Yeah.
Oh,
dang,
good.
So good. That's how you know the candy's legit.
Yeah.
Lingy?
Probably Sweetest Fish.
Yeah,
that's a good one too.
Okay, wait. So
yeah,
Swedish,
like
fish,
Swedish fish,
just the red or the mixed colors?
Just red.
Just red.
Yeah, so
okay, the original.
Red
yeah, hell yeah, nice.
Mine hands down is Kit Kats.
Kit Kat.
Always
too?
Kit Kats. I go straight.
Okay,
for the
so
Kit Kats.
You said Kit Kat as well. Mm-hmm. So just the OG Kit Kat or like the white chocolate, the mint?
Oh,
the...
no, not the white chocolate. Just the OG.
The OG. I don't try the other flavors.
The other ones. Okay. Because
they have a whole bunch of different ones now, right?
Yeah.
What about the pumpkin spice one?
Ew,
no.
That. Go.
Actually, you know what? I do like the mint chocolate chip ones.
Oh, okay.
But,
we got a liar
here.
Backtracker.
Liar. Lies.
Fuck yeah.
So the mint chocolate.
Yeah,
chip.
If I'm like at the grocery store and I'm in the checkout aisle, I'll probably get one. But like,
because that
a
one,
Halloween,
yeah, Halloween setting,
yeah,
which I'm all, you go
right,
to the house, yeah,
right. Okay, cool.
That's what the kids' candy tax is. It's the Kit Kats.
Dang! So now y'all know
all of them. Some of mine.
We let you know. We give it one or two, and
the broken one,
the mini,
or the smashed,
the melted
one,
the ones they left melted in the cart and then they came out.
Yeah. Still tastes the same.
Mine's old school, dude. Okay. The little acorns, remember the little orange, white, and
the
yellow
candy
ones.
The candy corn.
There you go. Yeah.
I was like,
those
acorns.
Are my
wait, what is it?
Those used to be my favorite,
those
and then now I can't stand
favorite.
Them for some reason.
They don't give those out anymore. I don't see those anymore.
You have to buy them now.
Yeah,
because they only sell them in the
big
bags. They don't sell them in the individuals.
Yeah, kind of. I'm like that.
You're right.
The peeps.
I do like candy corn. So remember they would. Okay, do you remember that brings up? You remember they sold the mixed bag where it was the candy corns, the pumpkins.
Yes.
What was the other thing?
No, it's just those two.
No.
Orange
pumpkin.
Three. It was an orange pumpkin. It was little
the candy corn.
Candy corn. And
it
then
was a brown one.
Was it like bats?
It was brown. No.
Oh, brown pumpkin.
I think it was a brown candy corn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they would put brown ones in there. Yeah, they. Yeah, you're
right.
You're right. Yeah.
Because I remember, I thought they had little bat shaped ones that were black too. Maybe not. Okay. Anyway. And dots. We got dots over here.
Yeah. Those are my favorite.
To this day, I still like, if it's like dots, a bowl, you'll eat them. Go for the dots.
So
like when I had to pick.
So when we would go trick or treating at my grandma and grandpa's neighborhood, it was mostly Latino houses, and so they would hand
Latino
out
houses,
households, households,
Mexicans,
Mexican families. Mexicans. All right, look, there was
Whiskey
all these
Tango Mexicans.
Yeah, there were all these pendejos over there, and they would give out the Mary Janes. And do you remember those candies that were like white and they had little thin brown stripes and it tasted like peanut butter?
And they were like hard, right? Those, or kind of crunchy.
Those are good.
Dude, yeah.
They were like peanut butter. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I looked it up and they were brown candy corn.
They were brown, yeah.
They were brown.
Dang, good job. Right. Yeah, Ling got it.
You found that fast.
Yeah. We didn't have that you when I was. It's just, no, just it's a candy gross. Corn.
Yeah, they're
just,
you don't like them?
Those are good. We should get some.
All right.
We should have talked about this before and got everybody got candy.
Yeah, we should have had a big candies. Bowl of just the brown ones.
Oh, I know. So we can
they look like little
just
caquitas.
The brown ones?
Little caquitas.
Help yourselves. Yeah. I think my least favorite candy.
Oh, yeah. Now let's go least favorite. Let's go.
The most annoying is a tie, hands down, between the no-name suckers. No-name suckers and the freaking They're not the Smarties. Oh, yeah, the Smarties, not the Sweet Tarts. The Smarties.
Yeah, Sweet Tarts.
Oh,
yeah.
I like Smarties. Yeah. I'll eat those.
Unless they're root beer they're suckers.
Lame.
Unless they're root beer suckers. Those
no, the good. Ones that I hate is the ones in the orange wrapper. They taste like peanut butter.
Yeah.
Those are so good. Those are delicious.
Yeah, they're
delicious.
Like an orange like wrapper and a black
paper. Like a taffy.
Wrapper, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like wax paper. Yeah.
It's like taffy. Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, but they're like peanut butter. They have they have a little, gross, the little like dot of actual peanut butter in the middle.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, those.
Okay, y'all lost me.
What's your least favorite?
My least favorite? I think the pink bubble gum. You know what I'm talking about?
I like pink bubble gum too.
The Hubble Bubble?
Yeah, there you go.
Like,
those are good. Oh, you mean the
good?
You mean the one that loses
flavor?
They lose
flavor really fast.
Chew it 10 times and it's gone.
Yeah.
Like they're good.
But you can actually blow bubbles.
Yeah, you can.
Like big ass bubbles. Yeah. Well, you got to pop like two or three of them, and then we used to chew those when we played softball.
So they did okay. The original, gross, but they remember they had the flavor, the grape,
and the
blue like raspberry,
watermelon,
the head flavored one,
and the green the green apple,
Those are good.
Those are good.
They but the double bubble, lame pink double bubble. Nah, fuck that.
Oh, yeah. I'll chew that. It's fine.
Yeah. What if you like having TMD issues?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I do.
Smarties. I don't like Smarties or like no name candy that I just don't want.
Oh, yeah. The Smarties.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Hey, bring them on over.
Those Smarties can.
The Smarties. Man, not the no names. Those you can keep.
The no name suckers of root beer.
And
least favorite.
Milk Duds.
I knew he was going to say he's like, never like
that. At school one time, they gave us like Milk Duds for free. I was like, ugh, these are so nasty. And then, like, on Halloween, I was like, I'll give them another try. And I was like, ugh, I'm never eating these again.
Yeah.
Always stick to your teeth.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
I don't know what it is. It's just
my mom
nasty.
Loved Milk Duds.
Milk Duds, yeah.
I love Milk Duds.
And Whoppers.
Oh, Whoppers.
Whoppers were good.
And Junior Mints.
Ew, you're just nasty.
Little squares of caramel.
You didn't like those?
No, they get stuck to all the teeth.
So, old man...
The crown pullers.
So old, yeah, dude. Seriously, old man was just saying he hates those basic, just solid caramel squares.
Oh, yeah. I like those.
I like those. Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely pull. They'll pull your crowns off your teeth. Right.
I know. Yeah. Mom also liked the Rolos.
Rolos are good. They are. They're hard to find. And what I never liked about a Rolo candy is that the most you would ever get out of a full roll was like maybe like what 10. Like lame ass candy.
And then the fucking foil would stick to them sometimes if you left them out.
Ooh, speaking of foil, I remember I know they still have them, but the little coins, the gold coins,
chocolate.
That chocolate was cheap and nasty.
Oh yeah, that chocolate was definitely cheap.
That chocolate was probably not chocolate. Yeah. It was like chocolate flavored.
I know.
Oil.
I went to Party City, and they would have some, just like there. And I know when I was younger, I got a handful, put them in my pocket, and we got in the car and started chewing them.
What? Damn.
With the foil?
No.
Oh, okay.
What about you, C? What's your least favorite?
Reese's.
What? Oh, man. This is a match made in heaven. You can have my dots, and I can have your Reese's.
Flip. Oh, that's good. Yeah, Reese's.
I won't touch it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Reese's. They're okay.
I don't like peanut butter stuff.
Yeah. So
good. Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter? Just peanut butter in general.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Peanut butter.
Yeah, give me all y'all's PB candies. Yeah,
the little bites, the little cups, whatever. I won't touch it.
Wow.
Man, missing out. White chocolate that originally started as brown. Nope. Nope, not a fan.
That sounds like it's moldy.
Yeah.
PT?
What he said, the
milk duds?
No. Yeah, the milk duds and the sweet tarts. I don't like sweet tarts.
No, Smarties.
No, Smarties.
I mean, no, yeah, but I'm talking about sweet tarts.
You don't
like
sweet
tarts. Yeah, okay.
Give me your sweet tarts. Give me your sweet tarts.
I'm not a fan of sweet tarts.
I would trade them.
I did like the nougat, the Neapolitan, coconut. Yeah. Those are so good. Where it's like the
white pink, and brown. Yeah, those are so good.
Good combo.
The little small ones and the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. Those ones you used to get like at Centeno's in the middle. They had the candy, the little section. You would fill a bag for like $4.
That's another candy that I would get in my grandparents' neighborhood was the like the wafers with the caramel. I don't know the actual name of it, but it's like think of like the actual bread.
The leche.
Yeah.
Like the Mexican candy.
Right, but it's like the bread you get at the Easter Eucharist.
Yeah,
like that style of wafer.
I forgot what it's caramel. Called.
With
caramel in the middle.
Yeah,
they're really good.
I remember one time someone gave me a fucking toothbrush, dude. Toothbrush with a little.
Oh, that's messed up.
Hey, that's what I'm planning on doing this year.
What?
I'm just kidding.
You're going to get your house egged. Fuck all that.
Toothbrush.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
I remember
up.
Throwing that shit in the yard. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Throw it in the yard.
I think if I was really a sadist, I would probably get the candy wrappers and put like rocks and then retie them. And
dang.
I'm doing that this year. That's funny.
I think I'm going to do like jello shots for the adults again.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to pass out this year because I got to handle business.
You're working?
Yeah.
You come to our house.
That's
going to be giving out candy.
I know there was a neighbor like a couple, either last year or maybe like the past couple years. They would have like a popcorn stand. They would be making popcorn.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
At her dad's neighborhood.
I remember that. Yeah.
They had a popcorn stand, and then they had like a movie theater. Mm-hmm. Like they would have like a projector on the garage door, or they would have a white sheet over it.
What?
And like taped down.
Wow.
And then you just like stay there. Of course, nobody was there because they're all like trick or treat. But they'll put like Halloween movies. It was dope. Hey,
I would go change. I'm a hack their projector and put Elf on.
All right.
What about like funny stories?
Hang on. Okay, so I was gonna say. This is like classic, and we did this even, is going to Fiesta Texas or SeaWorld or the theme parks for the trick-or-treats, like the haunted stuff, things, and go into their little haunted houses. Who all went on the Fiesta Texas one when we went?
I know the old man.
He got lost. I want to tell that part. Yeah. But did, no.
Oh, yeah. That's
did
y'all?
He got lost in the house.
We were in the clown one.
Y'all went in there. I was waiting outside.
We went to the clown one.
Ling Ling didn't go, right?
No, yeah. Ling Ling went.
No, I don't think so.
She wasn't.
I don't think she went in there because it was like
She was waiting outside with me. She was waiting outside with me. Yeah,
and you waited outside.
Yeah, she waited outside. Yeah, she didn't go.
Because I remember one of them was a walkthrough. It was like a haunted.
It was the clowns.
No, that was the second one. The first one was like a haunted, like a museum.
Oh, yeah, like the gymnasium one.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, and then old man, we're there, and like it was this weird, you put on these glasses things, and then they had like a black light flashlight for the whole group. Lost. And like everyone stick together, and old man, before you know it, we make two turns around the corner. Wait a minute, where's old man? we can't wait for him, so we kept going.
Yeah.
And we were trying to call out to him. Next thing you know, we're out, we're done with the walkthrough. Where's old man at?
You left him in there?
Hell yeah.
Actually, that happened to me. I went to Six Flags with my friends, and then it was me, Ling Ling, and Ling Ling's friend and my friend. We went to Six Flags, and we got in the haunted houses. And I'm, like, in the front because, you know,
she's man, already laughing.
Man in the front, women in the back.
Right.
And so, but they...
Hey, take it easy, Rosa Parks. Take it easy.
Yeah.
But
I'm raising them right.
There's something like behind us. Uh-huh. So all the girls go in front of me, push me behind. So now I'm in the back.
to get attacked by whatever is back there.
And the dude behind me is like laughing because like I'm holding back. Like,
yeah.
That is hilarious.
Well, there you go. So you can man up.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah, I know.
It was funny because I heard I heard the worker like laughing.
Yeah, he's getting a kick out of it. Dang, man. Because
old man, I remember you saying that you were like filling the walls, like trying to get out.
He was lost. What? No, you can't. It was pitch black, dude.
Oh, shit.
You had to wear special glasses, is what they said.
So basically, you had these little goggle things on, and that's what allowed you to see like the arrows of which way to go. So if you didn't have those and you didn't have the black light, you didn't know where the hell you were. And because like he was just left behind.
I was scared shitless where I wasn't thinking right. Otherwise, I would have turned my flashlight on the phone.
So they had to finally like, sir, they turned on the lights and like walked him behind the scenes to get him out of there. Yeah. Damn.
Like, nice try, sir. Here you go.
Y'all crazily. Y'all sorry. Yeah.
No.
It's not like we meant to do it on that.
Yeah, the only reason is because the idiot in our group that had the light thing wasn't part of our crew.
Oh, so he was part a stranger. Of oh, fuck that.
So that's why I was like, he couldn't keep up with us, and we were trying to keep up with the woman because she had her little kid that was freaking out. And so they were trying to haul ass through, and we're trying to keep up, and that's how he got left behind.
He didn't know y'all had biting with y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
Stip, sip, sip, sip.
Yeah.
Sniffing on people.
Yeah, I always liked the theme parks were pretty cool. Seeing all the workers dressed up and like the trick-or-treating around the theme parks was always fun.
I will say, SeaWorld haunted houses are not as good as Six Flags.
No, yeah. Really?
Really?
Yeah. What's the difference?
So, Six Flags... Actually, let me start with SeaWorld. So, SeaWorld is more based off the looks instead of, like, the actual scare.
Right.
But Six Flags is all about scare and looks, but not as great as SeaWorld.
Okay.
So, you get a scare at Six Flags, but you don't get one at SeaWorld.
Yeah. So I remember, I don't know if old man's going to remember this. We were kids or we were younger, and the Great Northwest, basically the neighborhood put this haunted house thing on. And I don't remember if it was free or if you had to pay, but I remember this one particular section of it. You're walking through and it's all these ceiling to floor black curtains that looks like a wall.
What?
And you're walking by, and literally, like, a hand just comes out and grabs you, and you're there shitting your pants, like, what the? Yeah, dude, what the hell? It was so scary, because it wasn't even, like, pitch black, but just the surprise element. And because of that is why, even to this day, like, I don't do those, what's the one
there?
The
ones where they can, like, touch you?
Yeah, but what's the,
like,
what do they call them?
13th floor?
13th floor, or, I
they
forget
can
the name of the other
they can
one.
They touch you at those?
No, they don't touch you, but I mean, they scare the shit out of you. That's why I don't go, because
you're all disoriented. And
he's going to lose his voice for screaming.
I start swinging.
Are you
going to
have an accident again?
He's going to
again.
He's doing the scream like in Pee Wee.
Oh, I love that. It's funny.
Don't trust the fart. Yeah, no.
All right, we got old man coming in.
Mr. Biden's joining.
I'm going to have to get like a 16 microphone mixer next.
Yeah.
So the kid's mom was a school teacher and a librarian, and at this elementary school, they would put this haunted house on in the gym, and the mission of the teachers was to scare the shit out of the kids. It was payback time. So they would put on the creepiest, scariest haunted house there was, and you could hear, it was pitch black in there, and you could hear the kids and the parents screaming as they're walking through.
It was that,
like,
was
it's
that
coming,
good?
Like,
yeah, and you just wait for your turn because you know you're gonna scare the shit out of them too.
You're gonna release some juice.
But there was one year, this was classic. So my wife decided that she was gonna have this big witch's cauldron, and we had a smoke machine, and the smoke was coming out there. And then her and her sisters were dressed up like witches, and they were stirring this pot. And I had this real creepy, scary mask with these claw hands. And I was ducked down. It was really big, so I could duck down. And then when the people were looking at the witches, their attention was on them. they would nudge me and I would jump up and just scream right in their face and scare the shit out of them.
What were you dressed as?
It was a really creepy face.
Like
thing.
A wolf.
Like
thing.
A, it was you're a man witch. You're a brujo.
But the funny part was the smoke machine set the fire alarm off in the gym.
Oh, shit.
We had to shut it down. The fire department showed up.
They actually showed up?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, shit. The fire department showed up.
Because it wasn't a fog machine. It was like a smoke machine, right?
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And there was one year I had a chainsaw and I was chasing people with it with a real chainsaw without the chain, but a real chainsaw.
Because they had the sound effects going. And he's there waving it around.
Yeah,
but they're like in the gym, sir. There's all these scratches in the gym wall now.
But yeah, that was their mission, was just to scare. You'd have the parents crying. It was funny as hell.
Dang, man.
And they paid to go through that haunted house.
What? We should do a haunted house here. Have him come through it and just have Millie like just far enough to where she can't bite.
Just walk in our house.
Yeah. Go to our house, dude.
You got a Zeus there.
He'd get the shit scared out of you.
Put your hand in here. What is it? And Zeus is biting the shit out of your hand. Ow, it's real. It's real.
Yeah, because there's always a house in our neighborhood that does a haunted house, that same house.
Yeah, like in the garage or something?
They advertise it. Like they started small 1 year and now it's all like fucking huge. Yeah.
The problem, see, I honestly, the only reason I would never do it is the liability is just way too high. Oh, like some kid hurts themselves or a parent and now you're dealing with all that. You're trying to have fun.
Like, real quick, like you go in the yard one side and come around.
Right.
He touched my boo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody will complain about
someone
something.
Someone got diddled.
Yeah, someone got diddled. Oh, shit, Chuck it's E. Like, Cheese. Come into you worked at Chuck E. Cheese, too? Hey,
the sign above the garage, it's like, come into the haunted house. And then the haunted Smash word, diddle. it falls off, and the diddle house. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
So when you get sued or the cop show, no, look, sir, we got to post it.
They knew they were getting diddled. They agreed to it.
I think they liked it. They agreed to being diddled, so we're all good, sir. Please take off my handcuffs.
Case closed.
Yeah. What about funny stories? Because I got one.
Go for it.
Okay. So the best one.
Oh, yes.
I think it was when I first moved in, right? Like 15, 16.
Yeah.
And the boys, T was there too, right? It was you,
he was
T,
there.
Mm-hmm. And A. And I don't remember what you were dressed as. What were you dressed as? Batman?
Yeah. I was like, it wasn't like the black Batman, but it was like the blue Batman.
Oh,
yeah, the old school, Batman.
I think I don't think it was. I don't remember.
Yeah, you were something, but you were what, like 6, 7?
Like I think I was 6, and I was gonna turn 7 the next month. So I was 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cause so we're trick or treating, and we're going down the houses, and there was this scary guy. What was he, like a devil? What was he? He was like a monster.
Yeah, he was like a monster.
Yeah, like. It was like one with 3 heads. Like I blankly remember it had like 3 heads, and I was so like,
you thought you were all tough. So this dude walks up to him. He's like, you know, just talking to scaring him, and goes, "You don't scare me. I'm not afraid of you." And the guy did something like, "Rawr!" Would he scare the shit out of him?
Oh man,
this fool turned around and took off running like the Migra was chasing him, bro. Yeah. Like the cops were, he ran opposite from where we were at. He ran just like literally down the street, crying and screaming. I had to go get him. It was hilarious. And instead of like, I kind of reacted late because I was cracking up. We were all cracking up.
Poor man, that's so traumatic. we were scared, and then you are laughing.
Oh shit, he's halfway down the block. So I had to go grab him, right?
Dude, like, I don't know why. I was like, I thought I was just because I was Batman, like. I don't know. Thought I was like tough.
You had that like that courage. Yeah. You're like, I can. Yeah, I'm not afraid of you.
I had that mentality like, oh, nothing scares me. But like once he like rah, like I don't know what it did for me. I just like I don't. Even, I think
screaming,
I like
and yelling. You just took off running.
I think I dropped my candy bag or you something. Did, yeah, I dropped did. It and yeah. I just like booked it.
Yeah,
because
I think A picked it up for you. He was holding it.
Oh, yeah. Man, I would have dropped a deuce too.
Yeah,
more than the candy.
I just remember him being like, "I'm not scared of you because I'm Batman."
Oh, that's right.
Rah! And he goes, and then drops it and took off running. And I'm just like, "And wait, what?"
He was all freaking out, and we were laughing.
Dang, man!
What was that? We're laughing. Or Santa laughing. And then we're like, "She's like, go get him!" I was like, oh, yeah, I had to go grab him. That was a funny story. I'll never forget that.
My first initial reaction was just to run away from it. I didn't know where I was going. I just decided to run.
Just get away from that dude.
Honestly, I just ran.
Yeah, that was the funniest story.
I do like those where it looks like a scarecrow or it looks like a dummy sitting on the porch or whatever, and then they get a real person comes up.
I hate those. They just got me. They still get me. Yeah. Some people get like real done.
Yeah,
like,
they look really fit. I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
The ones that are like trees. They look like trees, and it's like a person.
Lord of the Rings.
That's what
you think of when you think of trees.
I never even watched that. That's some Fanuc shit. Right there. That's Fanuc stuff right there. Though.
You might as well just said Dungeons and Dragons.
D&D.
Hey, I've watched Lord of the Rings.
Hey, y'all want to throw a D&D sesh?
No, I haven't. DD all nighter.
I know, right?
You have a DD all nighter.
Let's do it.
What, dicks and dildos or what?
Yeah. Sign me up.
Double D's and dicks.
Yeah, you don't have any.
I'm trying to think of any funny, like funny ones. I mean, not really, because it was all. I mean, they were fun times, but we never had anything crazy like that happen. Yeah. Just maybe.
But it was cold like all the time.
Oh, Halloween used to always be cold.
Yeah.
I don't know about this year.
Sweaty. Wow.
I hope it is. There have been. What's strange too, I've noticed in our neighborhood, because when we first moved in here, there were like even the houses weren't even fully built yet. So the first year, like no trick-or-treaters came through, and now it's pretty packed with families. But it almost seems like we're done by like 7.
Oh yeah,
like the candy's gone and like it's over before it's even dark.
Really?
Yeah.
Ours usually starts about 6:30, 6:45. It starts. We'll go sit out there, put the music on, drink.
Yeah.
And then they start coming, and then the kids will take off. If they're with us, they'll take off, and then we're usually done 9:30. I think 9:30 is the latest, but we usually buy a shitload of candy. But yeah, it's fun though, because you get to meet like
these kids from start other early to see them.
Yeah, really?
Yeah,
crazy. I think maybe it's a plan thing, like maybe they want to get they over communicated with. On like a Facebook group or something.
But it's dumb, because then it's like, well, your kids missed out because they started at 5:30 in the afternoon
and no one's giving out fucking candy because like, people work and exactly. They don't get home till like 6.
It's weird.
Yeah, and it gets pretty crazy. Y'all been at it?
Yeah. I think y'all get a lot of traffic.
Got a lot of kids. Yeah, a lot of kids. All
the
fucking slutty moms that come that think they're looking good, and they got
Come for the Jello shots.
Hell yeah, they come for the Jello shots.
Come for the Jello shots. Stay for the the skeleton boner.
Hey, where's that guy?
Where's the guy with the thing?
Are you the dad? That he was portraying? Yeah. How you doing? Can I see your costume?
You put it on.
You wear it. I don't need a fucking costume. Here you go. Look. Here's the brother.
Oh, my God.
Why is there two of them?
Helicopter.
Look, I can draw a star.
Oh, God. You want to play tag with your tonsils?
Yeah.
So, Ling Ling, are you going to not watch scary movies anymore? Because I know you said you and your friend were going to watch scary movies, but now you're going trick-or-treating.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch scary movies anymore.
You're not? Like why not?
Like the series or the actual scary movie?
Like the scary movies.
Scary movies, yeah. Okay. You should watch The Exorcist.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of like the series.
The first one, though, there's only one Exorcist. All the other ones.
Sucks dicks in
here. Yeah. Exorcist. Yeah. Right? Timmy, why you do this to me, Timmy? I always remember that part, dude. That part scared the shit out of me.
No, if there was any movie that scared me, it would probably be Poltergeist.
Yeah, Poltergeist was fucking terrifying.
I gotta watch it. Can't be that bad.
You never seen it?
You never seen Poltergeist?
I mean, it's not like news. Like, to you guys, because y'all been, like, programmed to, like, gory shit, so it's probably not gonna be scary to y'all, because y'all see all this shit, like, video games and all that.
Also, with like the effects too.
Yeah, the effects aren't like, but they're like great. 80s effects. But it's like this little girl goes into the TV, it takes her into the TV, and they're like ghosts, and it's crazy.
I gotta watch it. Y'all put it on.
I mean, as kids, like me as a kid, like in the 80s, it was like scared the shit out of me. And then Halloween too, like Michael Myers.
I'd rather watch Elf.
Elf.
Then the scary ones.
Here we go again.
Let's put Elf on.
We know what you're getting for Christmas.
Actually, down the street over here, there is a house that has like a clothesline, and then the little like sheets, I guess, and then Michael Myers is standing right there. On the, down
that one street. In the corner? Yeah. I think I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. Yeah, there's a video on TikTok where this guy, he does like, it's like Michael Myers of the Cato, what is it called? Joe's the one that, the Michael Myers, the video, the guy that does all the Michael Myers, like, are you around? Oh, Michael Myers of Decatur, what's it called?
Yeah.
Decanter, whatever. Decanter, yeah, and... Mm-hmm. He's like the dad, and he always does the Michael Myers one. And then he has this little boy, I guess his son, dressed up like Michael Myers. And he's standing out there playing it on the organ, the song. And the little boy's with the knife dancing. It's hilarious. The wife goes out there like, stop. The neighbors are all looking and seeing what they're doing and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What are you going to dress up as this year?
Yeah, this year.
What's your costume?
Mine's going to be the same from last year. There was a stick figure, like a glow-in-the-dark stick figure.
Oh, that's a good one.
With the hoodie or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Or the full outfit. The
green one or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. Depends if me and my friends do something or...
Like as a group outfit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Village people?
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
We're going to be Powerpuff Girls. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll be yours. They actually would do that in high school for football. For brownies.
Yeah. For Powder Puff. Yeah, the guys were the cheerleaders and the girls were on the football field.
That's pretty cool.
Did they do the lingerie football?
What?
That's a different thing. Never mind.
No, I've seen it.
Never mind. That was something else.
Oh, gosh. Let's keep it PG.
Ling Ling, what are you going to be?
Me and my friends are going to go trick-or-treating, and she's going to be the green guy from Monsters, Inc., and I'm going to be the big blue dude.
Sully.
Do you already have your costume?
No, I have to order it.
Okay,
who's going to be Boo? Her dog.
Oh, really? Aww.
Yeah.
Her dog. Cute. Aww,
she
cute.
Yeah, she got it.
Better order it soon.
Yeah. What about you, A? What are you going to be?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet? And?
To be honest, I was thinking about Doodle Bob, where it's like the thing of him, and like you just put it over your body, and you just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's on Spirit Halloween. If you like look it up, it's like his body, and you just like kind of like wear it as like a shirt kind of, but it's like only on like the top part. Like, I don't know how to really explain it. If you just, like, look it up, you can see it.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
You don't know Doodle Bob? Dude, Doodle Bob is...
It's like, what is it from? In a SpongeBob episode, he, had a big pencil, and he, like, drew himself, but it's not really him. It's like, he's like, nang, nang. He's like, it's like this weird, like, noise.
Says a bunch of hoopla.
You Doodle! Me, SpongeBob!
You never saw that episode, bro?
Bro.
Doodle Bob, no!
I used to get high at the beach, bro. I wouldn't get high and watch SpongeBob.
Yeah. Let's see it. Oh, look, now he knows.
Oh,
why didn't you say so?
I didn't know that was his name.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Doodle Bob.
Yeah. Okay, Doodle Bob, okay.
Because, like, it's a drawing, so, like, Doodle.
Of him.
Doodle Bob instead of SpongeBob.
Yeah.
You need to watch that episode. It'll change your life. It's actually been the most... It should be a part of the Criterion Collection, in my opinion.
No, the only thing I know about SpongeBob is that crazy conspiracy theory about that. But
what do you mean?
He comes with a pencil.
Have
to tell
us about
that.
That's weird. I think,
that's awesome.
It's crazy. It's just like a metaphor for like all this crazy shit.
SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Wait, what conspiracy theory?
What do you mean?
I know. We all don't know about it.
The fuck are you talking about?
I can't hijack the conversations anymore.
Of course you can.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Do we talk about...
My principal got on my ass.
Oh, dang. You got in trouble?
Hell, fuck no. I don't get in trouble.
Busted.
I'm just kidding. Calm down. No one has control over me. I say what I want. Do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
What about me?
We'll have a talk later.
I don't know. Actually, I need to find out if I'll be able to wear a costume.
You'll be a gremlin?
No,
or
if
from
I'm...
D&D?
If I'm able to wear a costume...
You have all that shit ready.
True.
I'm going to be a centaur.
Bitch. Nah, dude. Don't do that, dude. I just got the chills. I thought
I'm going to look for a school bus and run in the field.
Dude, I thought you told me you were going to be a unicorn.
I am, but...
You're going to put the dildo on your forehead?
Yeah.
And run outside? You called her?
Why are you standing there looking so hungry?
Why is your mouth watering? A centaur. Don't talk about
I need
that,
to see. Yeah, I need to see. I need to see if I'll be able to wear like an actual costume. And if I can, I don't know. I don't know what I would.
Should go in as a as
like
a,
Gumby. Gumby would
Gumby?
Be cool.
Gumby.
Gumby would be old
Gumby.
School.
Oh, yeah, I got a picture of you being Gumby when you were like 7.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I want to bring it back.
Yeah, I got it.
Gumby and
Let's
Pokey.
Do it. Let's do it. I'll be my boxer.
Or you can be like
a throwback. We could throw, you could be throwback.
That'd be cool.
And go back. You should go like a. Nah, I don't know, man. Fuck, I don't know. There's so many things. It's just hard.
I don't know. Something that would trigger people for sure.
Oh, dude, I had the best costume I ever saw, dude. But I don't want to say it on here.
Say it, bro. I'll edit it out.
Nah, bro. Yeah. I wanted to do this one day. No, it was a dude dressed like a priest. It was on 6th Street in Austin. He was dressed like a priest, and he had a little boy down there.
Oh,
like,
I've seen that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Don't
so
do that.
Stupid.
That was, like, the best costume ever I've seen. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of hard, like, as an adult, right? Like, what can you be? Like, that's why every year I just wear, like, that monkey mask, and the kids like that shit.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of hard.
So, at work, they were either thinking hippie or a nerd. You could be a nerd.
Oh, nerds would be cool. Yeah. We did that one year at our job. We were all
like
nerds.
Like, suspenders like, short.
We've got Bush. Yeah.
High waters.
Yeah, high waters. And tape on your glasses.
Yeah, that would be cool. And then you're different, like, shirts, like those ugly-ass shirts tucked in. Like, camo toe front
in.
And back. Yeah. That would be cool, dude.
Oh, so you know what? Actually, you know what? That reminds me. So when I was younger, probably maybe up to, like, my teens, because my birthday is only, like, a week from Halloween, right? So I would have, like, costume party. Birthday
for your birthday. Oh, that's
right. And one time, I think this was like in 9th grade, there were my friends and they lived like the street over. And they came to my birthday party dressed up as those dudes from Night at the Roxbury.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be tight.
Yeah. Because one of them was tall like Will Ferrell and the other one was short like Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a good costume.
Dude, I was just thinking what would be legit if you actually put in the effort and the money into it to where it looked pro would be the Headless Horseman and like actually be holding like, you know,
like
on the side.
Head. I've
and
seen then, that. Yeah,
dude,
people
that'd
do
be
that.
Sick.
Yeah.
You'd have to obviously be taller than you, but like,
yeah, it'd be
you know,
big, yeah.
There's some costumes like that.
Yeah.
It gets over you. Yeah.
They that got crazy be, shit at Fiesta cool. Texas, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they got some legit dude, shit. They, like the little, some they have the Chupacabra ones.
Yeah.
Be the goblin.
The goblin, and they have the little goblins running around. Yes. Oh, fuck that, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'll be
no,
fine.
Fuck, no, I'm going to
no,
be flame.
I remember that time that we went,
you're short enough.
I guess, like, to the haunted houses. And they had, like, zombies. Zombies
oh,
running
yeah, yeah.
around.
Yeah,
those
zombies
scared
are
me.
Always good, too.
Yeah.
I think something from Final Fantasy, I'll probably be something from.
Oh, shit.
Dragon.
Final
Unicorn.
Fantasy.
I'll be my actual character
think,
on
I
Final Fantasy.
I think there's
Fantasy.
More lame characters than
yeah.
in
you
Final
be,
Fantasy.
You can be a unicorn.
I'll be a rural alicorn.
What? English, please.
It's this NM in one of these zones. It's really hard to capture. But anyways, let's go on.
Yeah, let's
go.
Why don't you be that thing that you're always trying to catch on that game?
Nerd alert.
What is it called?
What thing?
I forgot what it's called.
Dude, you're thinking of something else.
No.
That was Final Fantasy 14. Bro, when I was working remote from home, sidetrack real quick.
Oh,
so
shit.
The PS4 obviously has a wireless controller, right?
Yeah.
And so on, I'd be working, but I'd also be fishing. And so like it would, you know, vibrate when a fish would bite and you hit a button and it reels it in or whatever. And dude, I remember when I'd be working from home, I would... I was so into my fishing, like leveling it up,
oh
that I would
God.
Be in the bathroom taking a shit, still fishing with the controller.
What the fuck?
Bro.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Hard worker,
bro, I was
such
dedicated,
a hard worker,
man.
Dedicated.
I ain't losing
I don't
none
think
of
I
these
knew
fish.
Him then.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We were married 6 years when this happened.
This was last year.
Wow. Yeah, right. He I still does it.
Hey, what do you think I'm doing under the table? Still fishing.
I thought you were doing five knuckle shuffle, dude. I don't know.
Pocket pull.
Yeah, that's hilarious, dude.
So another one of these like birthday parties that I had that
Go ahead.
I would always have because I'm spoiled.
No, you
but
don't say that.
Yeah, I will
say don't it. Say you're spoiled.
So
I'll
I
say she's spoiled. She's
and
spoiled.
Not always,
a spoiled brat.
And they would always be at my aunt's house, right? So one time And it was a costume party, of course. And mom and dad dressed up as Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
What? You have the stain?
It wasn't and even mom Hillary. Wore the dress and had a stain on it.
She had a stain on it? Uh-huh. Was it homemade? Was it legit or no?
It was fresh.
Right before you entered? Ready? Go.
I think that was Oscar's.
No,
there's another one in there. There's another one in there.
Oh, is it?
Gross.
No, there's another one.
It tastes like cigarettes.
I should be Forrest Gump. You could be Jenny.
Jenny, I'm a smart man. Oh my God.
She tastes like cigarettes.
She tastes like cigarettes. Sorry, Lieutenant Dan.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. Sorry. Sorry I ruined your Black Panther party.
Remember that? We saw a TikTok video, and it was this baby
in a stroller
or a wheelchair.
Yeah, but they made it look like a wheelchair.
Like Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan, and they
cut off the legs, but like it's a baby. Yeah, so like where like the feet were, they tied it like it was the legs were cut off.
Yeah. And he had the bandana with no shirt. It was fucking hilarious. The best costume I've seen. Yeah.
Dude, people get real creative. Like, I love it. That's great.
Damn it. People do crazy stuff. Yeah. We can do Forrest that. Like, yeah, Forrest Gump. I'm a smart man. I know what love is. And just like that, she was gone.
You got shot in the buttocks.
I got shot in the buttocks.
But he's going to be Forrest Gump.
Mama said life is like a box of chocolates.
Life was. Now it's the Mandela effect, which is so weird. And you watch that fucking movie and it says was now.
It doesn't make sense. Everything quotes it as life is.
Even shirts. Everything. Bumper stickers.
Get Mandela'd.
Mandela. We crossed over.
Oh, that TikTok stuff about the old device, like showing it, is BS.
It's debunked, right? Somebody debunked it.
It's creative, but because people were straight up like, I bought the phone, like, yeah. I tried it, it doesn't work. Like,
there was a theory that the dude was a time traveler.
Yeah, no,
yeah, they were saying all kinds of shit. Yeah, I don't know. You don't need all that shit. You don't need proof. You can.
Yeah, I mean,
you see it. I mean,
I know what I remember.
I remember, but it's weird because everybody remembers it differently. So it's like, were you from the new Earth or the old Earth?
2012, baby.
Yep, that's when the world ended.
Is that when the world ended or when we jumped dimensions?
We probably jumped dimensions. We switched. Yeah, I think we jumped dimensions. Mm-hmm. Or it's not that we jumped. I think they just integrated together as one because we both, like, there's different people. Like, one person remembers this, the other person remembers that.
Yeah. The ones that are weird to me are the people who swear they had, like, other family members.
Oh, dude, that's some crazy like, shit. Yeah.
They're like, no, I had a brother. And
yeah, my brother died.
Apparently, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, you had a brother and a sister. Like, yeah. They're like, I had a brother and a sister. No, you didn't. You've always just had a brother. No, I had a sister. What happened to my sister? And the parents are like, you never had a fucking sister. Like, wow, no, you didn't.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy shit like that. Or like people that were married. Like, I was married to so and so. Like, no. Shit like that. Crazy shit, dude. Yeah.
That's scary. Yeah.
Imagine that shit.
Your world would be like all.
Why can't that shit happen to me?
Like you wake up.
I know. I don't remember being married to you.
Damn, wake up. Where's D?
Who's D?
Divorce me, I dare you.
Triple Jamie, dog dare you.
You're going to die tonight. It's your turn to die.
I dare you to do it.
He needs me alive.
I do.
Damn. Shit. Damn.
I don't.
I'm good.
I don't.
I don't care what you got to do. What you got to pump into her. Keep her alive. Keep her going.
Yeah, no.
All right. So I want to pick up from two episodes back when the original crew was talking about the hauntings and the spooky, scary stories. And now that the kiddos are here. Let's get y'all's take.
Yeah, their experiences at the house.
Yeah, let's hear.
Because Bo's here, and okay. I know stuff's happened to you.
Yeah, so I have a scary story. So, what year was it?
What are you talking about?
When we were all downstairs.
When all of yous were downstairs? Yeah. Okay,
Except him.
I don't remember. Yeah. He was asleep upstairs, though, right?
Well, just say...
A was asleep upstairs.
Yeah, it was 17.
It was about 16, 17.
I think.
Because the twins were there. Everybody was there except for...
Yeah.
Bree.
Yeah.
Everybody was there but Bree.
Okay. So.
Yeah, we're all downstairs, right?
Yeah.
We were watching Big Hero 6.
We were. I remember.
It was something. I don't remember the movie.
So, how many siblings was there?
It was y'all four. Twins, and then the twins. T. So six and T. Seven. No, seven of y'all.
Oh, me.
We were upstairs.
Oh, yeah. Y'all were like, I think you were in the shower. You were
I was in the shower. A was asleep.
Aiden was,
A was asleep, so he missed it. And then we were in the shower. I was in the shower. We were. No, I was in the shower. You were, yeah, you were. Okay. So we're, okay, pick up from there.
Okay. So seven siblings downstairs. PT is upstairs showering. Bubbles is just in the room. And we're watching Big Hero 6. And we're just chilling, watching a movie. Nobody's talking. And we hear the back door, which is a good 10 feet away from us.
Maybe more. It was in that corner, right?
Yeah, and we just hear knocking. Like a good, like, four knocks. Like not hard, not
like,
soft.
Like
just
standard.
Like, yeah, just like a standard knock. And so we all jump up and because we don't know what's there. We don't know who's there.
Yeah, because they said knocks or bangs, right? There were bangs. There were hard, like hard bangs.
Oh, yeah.
There were the big, remember the big hard knocks? Big old bangs on that corner.
When the twins and T heard it, they ran upstairs. O ran upstairs. Me and Ling Ling were like, "What's happening?"
We were just
like,
they were the youngest ones. They were the smallest ones.
We were the last ones. Like, oh wait, what the? And then we started running upstairs.
Yeah, we looked at each other, and then we heard just
it.
Followed.
We heard it,
was like
too.
About 5 years ago.
And then
ago,
they
five,
went to PT to tell them what happened. And then we're like, "Oh my god, we heard knocks." He was like, "What? I was in the shower."
I came out all in all wet in the towel. I went down with my gun. Yeah, I put my shorts on. I went downstairs with the gun, turned the alarm off, went
so
out.
So nothing?
Run. Nothing, dude.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's like if someone was outside and they like got locked out. It was kind of like that. Like they're trying to get back in, but there was no one.
Yeah. And they all swore they heard it, like just some like
all
knocking, banging on it.
It's like seven people heard it.
They all ran in our bedroom and then I was like, what the fuck?
And A was upstairs.
He was
asleep.
He was peacefully sleeping.
He missed everything.
And then I think the next morning when we were talking about it, he was like, wait, what happened?
Wait, what happened? Yeah, because we were all talking about it over breakfast, right, when we were eating. Yeah. And then he was like, he was crushed out.
Yeah.
But then he's had, like you've heard, right? Didn't someone call your name? You heard the baby crying? What did you have?
I thought it was
T. One time me and O were downstairs just playing games. And I hear someone whisper my name. So I'm like, oh, did you, like, why are you whispering my name? Like, we're right next to each other. He's like, I didn't do that. I was like, oh. And so we just keep doing whatever. And then he hears someone whisper his name. He's like,
oh, that's right.
Why did you, like, whisper my name? I was like, I didn't.
Yeah.
And we just never found out.
That was at your house right now?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That. But I never, or actually, I always, like, have, like, feelings, like, either alone or when A or N are asleep or just one of them are awake, I always feel like either something's watching
someone's
me
there watching
or just
something.
Someone's there. Yeah. I get like a presence. Something's there.
Oh, no.
Where, like in your room?
No, downstairs. In the
room. Yeah, every time they're downstairs. And then what about you? Who heard the baby cry in the stairs?
I thought that was T.
T. Oh, yeah, that was T. You heard the baby cry.
Wasn't it you, A?
A, you heard the baby cry, didn't you?
Yeah,
you heard a baby crying.
It was like a kid or a baby. That's what you were saying.
Yeah, you right there by the stairs when y'all were in the room upstairs.
How long ago was this?
I don't know. I don't remember like all that. I just remember out here like footsteps going up and down the stairs at night.
Oh yeah, when they hear them right there.
And y'all stay? Y'all stay over? Oh hell no,
I stay here sometimes.
You still right? Yeah, hear stuff. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what I was telling them when we were talking about that. So I'm like, you and I always have those experiences. Like me and you always went like when we. If I'm in the room and I see like the big shadow in my room, right? We walk out into the hallway at the same time and we're like, what did you see? What did you see? And it's like, okay, I saw it come from here and it goes to his room or from his room to our, we always ask him, what did you see?
I remember your drawing that we were talking about it where you drew it.
To draw.
What you
the
saw.
Hand, remember through the curtain?
God, that's the story I gotta tell right now.
Oh, shit.
So I'm showering and this is a time where like, I'm like six. So like my mom. Bubbles is like walking in, like just checking up on me, seeing if I'm okay, if I drowned or not. And so
you say that like it's happened a few times.
I'm showering, just like I think I was washing my hair, so like there's like water in my eyes, and so I look over and I just see like the shower curtain, like I just like see fingers, like
just
not a whole hand,
curtain?
Just like fingers, like five fingers, just run down. And I'm like freaked out, so I look out, like I open
like
the curtain.
Like through the curtain?
Yeah.
It came, right? It was like on the curtain, yeah.
Yeah, and
there was nothing. Your mom wasn't there.
She was not there.
Fucking around with you, nothing.
The door was closed.
Ah, trying to make you shit your pants in the shower. Yeah, because I told them that's right. Then, like, I tell them, I was telling them how, like, we see, like, the shadow people. We see the tall shadows, the small ones, right?
Small ones.
The small ones. What else have we seen there?
We hear stuff.
The big one, yeah, we always hear stuff.
You also drew, like, this weird creature that you said you would used to see in your room. And it was, like, it was a weird creature. And it was, like, polka dot.
Oh, that's right. You showed me that drawing. Yeah. You don't remember that one?
I kind of remember.
You were younger.
Like, tall.
It had like a long neck.
Yeah. Like a really long neck.
You said you would see it in your room.
Yeah. I saw it a couple times.
What the fuck?
Yeah, oh, one time I saw it like bad. I was playing my Hot Wheels on the floor and then like I look over and I just see it like standing there. And
what?
Then, but like I double take. So I see and then I look back and I'm like, what's that? And so I double take and it's gone.
What did it look like?
Like it was tall. It looked like a long neck, the like a giraffe. One? Yeah.
But like a human?
Yeah.
Like with a long neck.
Like human legs and just like long neck.
What the fuck? Dude, yeah, I need to see the picture.
Yeah.
Didn't you said Ling Ling had something in the closet recently, one time?
Yeah, like probably a few months ago when I was late. Remember when you texted me and I didn't answer and then you called me and you were like, come to my room. There's someone in the closet. Or you just did that the other day too this week. Yeah. That's right.
What was it?
Me. She texted me. What and was is like, it?
There's I just something. Like couldn't go to sleep. Like there was something.
You could just feel
corner,
something there.
Yeah, in the corner of my eye, I could see something.
Yeah, by our closet. So I go in there and I sit there, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, hold on, and I'm like, you just feel this fucking dude. Like something's in there, like, but it's not bad. It just you just dude, feel presence.
I,
like
if I lived in like, your house, your walls would be full of so many bullet holes. Like, yeah. Like your house would look like Swiss cheese, bro.
You probably shoot us. Like, yeah.
But it's like it doesn't hurt us.
No, yeah, it's not,
just like you see it.
It just freaks you out. It doesn't scare you. It kind of like just like startles you. Like yeah. Oh shit. Like oh fuck.
What if you didn't realize that these things are, like, you can't see them, they're there, but, like, when you come into the room, you startle it.
Yeah, what if, yeah. What if someone else is living
you're
there?
You're the ghost.
Yeah, dude, there's a
wasn't
theory
there
about
that.
Wasn't
there a movie like that?
Sixth Sense, that's Sixth what it is. Yeah, he didn't know he was a ghost. He didn't know he was dead. But there's a theory, like, they're saying, like, what if we're the ghost?
Yeah.
Living in
we're
there.
We're pissing them off.
Yeah, like, it's two dimensions. It goes back to the multiple dimensions thing.
Well, then they're going to be like, hey, whatever dimension the other complaining about me, they'll be like, yeah, this ghost is always like farting. Yeah. And
so someone's having a podcast when they're talking about us. This fucking little guy and this tall kid, they're always fucking talking shit about me.
Little guy.
Yeah. A little guy said if he catches me, he's going to butt fuck me.
He's going to diddle
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Diddle me.
Yeah. But yeah, now we see crazy stuff.
Y'all's house got some crazy activity.
I don't know if I told you this, but I had an experience.
When?
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
It was me, Foo. I was touching when you were
sleeping. No, you weren't in the house. This was before you.
Oh, shit. No. Yeah. You see, that's why.
He doesn't want to hear anything about before him.
No, dude, I'm
just kidding.
I used to fuck strippers, demons, and all that shit. Yeah.
And big girls.
And big girls.
We need to talk about that.
Shadow Hal once a gal. Get over here, Houdini.
That's after hours.
Because she always like talks shit of, like we're crazy, you know, like because we see. I've turned her stuff. But so what happened?
So what happened?
Yeah, we want to know that.
Now you want to know?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so this was at night, and I'm trying to think.
What were you wearing? No, I'm being serious.
Really?
No, seriously. Ew.
Clothes?
Oh, okay.
Weirdo.
Yeah.
The kids were asleep in the room. This was like when they were little. So like they were like already asleep by 8, which was great.
God damn, why don't they do that now?
I know, right?
Instead of screaming until 12 at night.
And I was walking up the stairs into my bedroom. It was dark in my bedroom. I was on my phone, looking down on my phone, walking into my bedroom. And something walked in front of me, and my response was like, oops, I'm sorry. And then I walked, but not realizing.
Like not realizing there was like something crossed in front of you.
Yeah, what? But something actually like walked in front of me like I was going to. You know how like you're yeah. not paying attention?
Yeah, yeah.
You see somebody
oops, sorry
coming.
About that.
Yeah. What? It was like that. Like there was like a dark figure that walked right in front of me and like caught me like in my tracks and like stopped.
Dang.
And I just responded with like, oh, my bad.
You go first, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, yeah, how polite.
Okay, but do you think they're friendly or like?
Yeah, I mean they haven't hurt us. I mean,
no, they're friendly.
They haven't.
Dude. What if they he haven't. Like responded when you said my bad? He's like, oh no, you're good.
No, don't
good.
Worry
but
about
it.
You
felt
go
like
first.
It was like
I was waiting for that part.
I felt like yeah, it was right. like an old lady. Like an I got lady? That vibe. Like it was like an old lady.
You got that feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, I get oh, that sure. too.
Right. I would have been like, yo, move it. Move your ass. Shit or get off the pot. I'm coming through. Yeah. I'm
walking here.
But yeah. Yeah. I never told you.
No, you never told me that. But I mean, because we, like, O and I always see that stuff. And then, like, or like, those times where, like, her and I are, like, laying in bed. We're just talking, pillow talking. And the room just gets dark as fuck. Like, it's, like, lit. It's dark. Because we have, like, the door cracked.
Okay.
And especially when the kids aren't there.
You don't have a nightlight?
No, dude. What the fuck are we? 5 years old?
Well, fuck? I just or like ambient light, nothing.
Nah, dude. Just the fucking. Well,
then
like,
yeah, of course it's gonna be dark as fuck in your room.
No, but you know, dude. Like no, like dark, like not normal dark, but dark,
like
dark,
like a
fucking
abyss.
Dark, like so dark it looks purple. Like that dark. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean like it's dark, it's but so then dark, you know how like your purple. Eyes adjust, and then you can okay. see.
Yeah, you can see. You know, like see. It takes
but
a while.
This is like a blindness.
Like, okay,
fog
I can see the TV there.
Okay,
I can
see
the
TV. Yeah.
Whoa.
Like silhouette. Hey, come on, dude. Now we know. Did you sleep with all the lights on?
We have ambient lighting.
Hey, dude.
Like we never.
We can't afford ambient. We can't afford ambient. No, but I know what you mean. Yeah, no, but ours, like our room, it's like so. It's. I mean, we have the door cracked. We can see, you know, there's like a little,
right.
It's not dark, but there's times where like it's regular.
It's different.
And we're talking and all of a sudden it just like the room gets heavy.
What?
And it just goes dark and I'm like, fuck, look how dark it is in here. And then like we'll just like, all right, we'll just ignore it, keep talking. And then it goes back to normal.
What?
Or like when I go, like sometimes like she goes to sleep like quicker than I do. And I just like sit up and I'm just there.
Have you ever thought of instead of ignoring, just be like, shut, get the fuck
we
out
do,
of here.
We do. I do. I talk to you. Cause this one, tell what you do.
I
look
tell
what she does. Look.
So when I know noises, that there's something in the room,
yeah. We'll hear noises.
I'll be like, okay, I'm going to bed, but he's still awake. So yeah. Go ahead and fuck with him.
Yeah. She does it. Cause we'll be talking and we just hear like fucking just like something's in the room.
Yeah.
Do you hear like either the shuffling on the carpet or you hear like something hit? Like something bumping,
but you don't hear.
Or,
as long as you don't hear the ring,
yeah,
you don't want to hear that,
no,
man.
We
that's
just,
not good.
Yeah,
that's not a good sound.
Yeah.
Oh
shit. Oh. When we heard Phoenix, remember? We heard Phoenix. Her paw. Remember how she was paralyzed? We heard her paw scrape.
Really?
Oh yeah.
After
you heard
after
it, yeah. After she passed away, yeah.
We.
Our dog, yeah, the Rottweiler, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, because she had the right paw was she had the because she would always chew on it, so it was raw, remember?
Yeah.
And she would always kind of drag it a little
drag
bit.
It like the nails.
Yeah, after
the
spider bit her, it kind of like fucked her up.
What?
Yeah, we
so
heard
like
that
a week after, and then
yeah, after she passed, and we just like it was quiet, like nobody was talking. We were eating, and nobody was talking, and I just heard like a scratch, and we were like, oh, that's Phoenix.
Like you knew the sound.
It sounded exactly. Or like what about Bentley?
Bentley,
your mom and I have seen heard Bentley. Like you, we'll be standing in the living room or something.
Yeah,
and like it feels like something's brushing against your leg, and you look there, you look down. There's nothing there.
And that's what he would do.
Yeah, he would always do that. Yeah.
Dang man, y'all, dude.
Well, because the motherfucker's buried in the backyard.
So. Yeah, you got a pet cemetery back there.
So does the old man. Got a pet cemetery back there too.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, we got a lot of our pets back
there. We got Lady back there, our hamster.
The one that, the collie.
Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, yeah. Birds. We got the three little puppies, too.
Grandma's,
died.
The litter.
The puppies.
Finches.
Yeah.
Grandma's little birds that she would have. Oh, yeah, the crying baby.
What? Yeah. You don't know the story about that?
Crying? Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, tell that story.
Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Tell that story.
Wait, I think we did.
Okay. Yeah, y'all did. I remember. I was on the podcast.
Yeah.
What happened?
So
your mom's got a story.
Yeah, go for it.
Go ahead. That's a crazy story.
I was asleep.
Yeah, so I was probably maybe what, like 10, maybe 12, something like that. And this was in my parents' house. And I would be asleep. And then like I kept hearing like what sounded like a baby crying outside.
Give us an impression of what you heard. How did it go?
Mama.
Like just crying,
yeah,
like a toddler
crying.
Okay.
And then I woke up and I went to my parents' room and I told them like, "There, I hear a baby crying outside." And my mom would be like, "No, it's probably just a cat because sometimes cats do that." And told me to go back to sleep, and so I went back to sleep and I kept hearing it. So I woke up. Went back into my parents' room and I was like, no, I keep hearing it sounds like a kid outside is crying. And so my mom makes my dad get up and go outside and go check. And so we're in my room, mom and me, we're in my room like looking waiting, through the blinds because right? Dad's going outside to go see this crying baby.
Did he have a gun or a
were you in your tidy whities?
No, he's in his robe and his little slippers.
Okay. Little pink slippers.
Oh, yeah. With the like 3 o'clock in the morning. There's no, oh, in the moonlight.
Oh, shit.
So,
your Hugh Hefner attire. You hear the door lock behind you and a chair fucked. Propped under it. Like, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
So there goes Dad. He's walking across the street. And then, like, in the middle of the street, he, like, stops walking. And, like, you walk back to the house, right? Yeah. He walks back to the house and he's like, there is a kid out there.
No. So one thing you're forgetting, because mom described it as he walked, stopped dead in his tracks, like looked, like leaned, and then shuffled back a few. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck
and
was
that's
that?
When y'all were like, oh no, what is he? What is he seeing? Because they couldn't see anything. What's he? And then he hauled ass back. And
then he hauled ass back, yeah. And then you said that it was a kid that was outside the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So somehow
how does that fucking happen,
so
though?
Somehow the kid, he opened the front door to get out, but he was too short to open the door to get back in because it was like a step down.
It was a screen. It was also a screen door, so it wasn't just like a pull like handle. Yeah, where he was where you had to click it in.
So yeah. So did you go get the kid? Knock on their door? No.
Yeah,
what'd you do?
We
you
left him out.
The kid out
no,
there?
But I thought you did knock on the door and you told you woke them
oh,
up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought y'all left the kid for to fend for himself.
What did they freak the fuck out or they were just like?
So he said it looked like a like an alien because
the silhouette
the kid was
of it
wearing
like a
PJs or like a onesie.
Yeah,
and he looked like an alien.
And that the kid couldn't get back in. He was crying and yeah.
Parent. He was locked outside the house.
I think we were
like the parents.
Did you? We should have reported that family to CPS at that point.
That shit happens on Southside all the time, bro.
It's a normal thing.
That's
nothing.
Go back to sleep.
Finding kids in the middle of the street.
Just let that kid fend for itself.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't had.
Nah, I see real fucking aliens.
I haven't seen any of that haunted shit. Which y'all describe, other than what we would experience as kids in that episode, but
nothing
like that.
Nowhere like out, and, like when you're out, nothing. Yeah, because I remember that time when C was talking about when y'all were at our house, we were talking about stuff and the lights started dimming.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, because I guess
but you don't get like a, okay, so you say it's not,
it's not bad. It's not evil. Ominous or anything. Dude. Like,
but you don't get just, like an uneasy feeling.
Dude, no, it's not. It's weird. It's so weird. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Like you get startled. Like, oh shit, what was that? Or like if it, I like she's had the experience where it crosses. I've had that many times.
Yeah.
Too. Like if I'm even too, cause I work at home. So if I'm working, there's times where like, I feel something just standing next to me. And like I just look, and it's like I just feel that heaviness, but it's not bad. Like it doesn't, it's not bad. It doesn't like it's not like a bad feeling.
Right. It's more of just like it's
kind of like
it just catches you off guard.
Yeah, we like coexist because I mean we don't. And there's times like sometimes they'll get kind of noisy in the room. Like you just start. I'm like, hey, we're trying to go to sleep. Like, shut the fuck up or something. Yeah, and they stop.
We did have that shadow, remember, in the kitchen. We were watching TV downstairs and it was completely dark.
Oh, yeah.
And the only light in the kitchen is from the stove, the clock from the stove.
Okay. The Mexican nightlight.
Yeah.
That's the only,
ambient light you got.
The only ambient light we can afford. Yeah.
And we were watching TV and
I forgot
we
about
just
that.
Saw like something like block out the light from.
Yeah, blocked out the whole fucking light. So they just like walk really
from
slow in front of it.
Yeah.
How big?
Dude, it blocked. I mean, as big as the stove was, like
wide.
Yeah, it was just like it just
it
went
completely
all dark.
Blocked it out.
We were like, oh shit, well, you see that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck.
What the fuck?
Or what
how
about
long
when
did it sit there?
No, I just like
it
crossed
just, like,
pretty quick.
In front of it. Yeah,
not
like, walked
not
by.
Fast, but not slow. But
yeah,
what about the time when we're sitting on the couch and it got all cold in there?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we stood up and we were like, what? Dude, it got like freezing cold.
Like you could see your breath almost.
Yeah, it was fucking cold, bro. We're like, what the fuck? We got up and both are like, our hairs are standing. We're like, what the hell? And we're just like, all right. And then we just like, I don't know. I think I said something like, what do you want? Like, what are y'all doing? Like,
yeah, quit fucking around.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And then it stopped.
hang on, let me go get you a nice glass of get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But I think our front door is like a portal. Because
yeah, that front area. That's where everything happens.
Because the dogs, like for the longest time, Phoenix would like be so set on looking at the front door. Mm-hmm. Just like she's expecting somebody to walk through the front door, but nobody
waiting,
does.
Yeah, they're waiting. They're
and she
at
would
that
just
corner.
Like be staring at the front door, just staring, not move. And then Zeta's done it sometimes.
Yeah.
Ooh, and then too. The cats do it.
The cats do it. And then Bentley used to do it a lot.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bentley does that now. Bentley used to do it when he was alive. He would look at that corner. And he would meow. And the cat doing it. And then Ace, he loves to lay up there by the door when they're out.
Yeah.
And there's times where, like, he won't go over there. Like, there's times the dogs won't go over there. They love to lay by the front door. And, there's times where they won't even go. Or, like, the cats, like. Or Bentley, when he was like,
fuck? We go through that.
Bentley got like traumatized. He got traumatized and he wouldn't go upstairs.
Oh my God.
Or sometimes they'll be staring at the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they'll be staring at the stairs. They won't even go up.
From the first floor from downstairs.
But that door's a portal, dude. I know.
All right. So from now on, we're going to enter through your garage.
No, dude. No, you can't do that because you got your faith. You got your protector, you said. So don't be afraid.
That's true. You know
what? So don't open it up. No, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be an asshole.
No, you're right.
I'm being serious. Like, you, I'll go through that. If not, then you don't believe in it. It's not going to work. Yeah, you know what I mean. You're cool. Like,
so I'll cut that portal with my dick.
Just go. I want to see you, dude. I'm gonna film you
like a light tick.
I'm gonna film you shit yourself.
I think there's. I don't know if this is, an actual thing, or I could be wrong. I think there's a portal in my closet because, Luna, Georgie, and Bentley all do this. They would go in my closet and just start meowing like crazy
inside the closet.
What? Come, he never told me that.
Oh, now he did. Now you know. I told you, and you said something. I forgot what you said. You said something like, "No, they do it. They do it." Or Georgie doesn't. I told you about Georgie. I didn't tell about or Bentley. But they would go in there, and they would like either look at my clothes or just like look around and just start meowing like bad. Like they went out or something.
Dang! So you got a portal in your closet. You got a portal in your front door.
We definitely have a portal.
Or.
No, but you did draw a picture of a girl, a bloody girl, that you saw in your room.
And this
stuff. It was when I had the bunk bed.
Wait, what? Bloody girl.
It was like standing in front of my TV.
Bloody Mary.
Oh yeah, no, I don't do that.
How tall was the girl? Your height.
My height. I don't know how.
Was like a little girl? Was a small one? Oh shit! Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, because her rooms.
Hey, we need to get
her
you
rooms,
some more. We'll get you some more blessed things to put in.
Yeah, her rooms. Because
you have that crucifix
above
right?
Yeah, they have all that up. Yeah. And my mom just came back from San Juan. She brought me like a gallon of holy water. She's like, here for your fucking house. I'm
we need 5 gallons.
But dude, my aunt came a long time ago and blessed it, and she put like that. And then I have like, dude, so it's not bad. It's just.
But she did say that there's something there.
Yeah, she said there's something. She said it's not bad. Because my aunt's like a bruja, dude.
Dude, you got a bloody girl in the room. What the fuck?
I don't know. I got a theory behind that, dude.
And you got a giraffe thing over there.
But they don't see it no more.
The polka dotted thing.
That was crazy.
Because, my theory is like when kids, small kids see stuff, it's like a lot of it, like 90% is like their imagination.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What they perceive. Just like reality, they say like reality is like what everyone else perceives. It's just like when you have like a shared, you've never experienced it, but like her and I, or like Oh and I, like when we have experiences, we always, there's a chance we're like, what did you see? What did you see that we saw two different things?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, okay.
You know what I mean? Like you perceive it differently.
If you've never seen it, your mind can't, it's almost like it's hard for your mind to even recognize it.
Yeah, because, like the phantom, recognize it, like what's happening.
Like they talked about the Native Americans, when the settlers were coming in, they'd never seen a ship sailing, so that they didn't even see the ship on the shoreline until they were like coming to
late,
the land.
And then they thought they were
the
gods.
And then they were like, wait, what? Where'd you come from?
Yeah.
And then they saw the ship. Yeah. So it's like even though they're looking at it, their mind couldn't.
Yeah, they couldn't perceive it because they've never seen it. Like, right. Yeah, and that's the way it is like when you have experiences. Because there's been experiences where like I have this one experience that I always experience. And when I remember when I first started experiencing it, it was like one thing. And now that I do it, I mean, now that it happens, it's like the same thing now. But I remember the first time I experienced it. Like, you just tell your mind, you know what I mean? It's just the way you perceive it. Like, everyone perceives reality differently. Everyone does, because, you know,
right?
It's just like when there's like a robbery or something, everybody describes fucking different two different things, two different accounts.
No, I get that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like when they're, especially when they're kids, they perceive, but you know, kids are always open to that. Like, kids and animals always sense the most, and they, but yeah, crazy. It's nothing bad. I mean, we've never had any problems, man. But I mean, it's we've blessed. I've had my aunt bless. I've had all kinds of stuff. But it's not. I mean, it's and it's not just us, dude. It's the whole area, the whole neighborhood. Our neighbor across the street.
I remember hearing
the neighbor next to us,
right across the street.
Like, and yeah, the like so across the street when Max lived there, like, he would experience. Well, not so much him, but Andrea would experience stuff. Like, she would see this tall, like cowboy or tall man in there. So that's she would experience nuts, that. And then, like, our neighbor, Rob, next to them, he had crazy stuff where, like, they were leaving one time. They came home. They left. And then they forgot some, so they went back in. And, like, the dresser was literally moved in front of their bedroom door. Right? They couldn't get in the door.
Dang.
And then, like, the garage door, like, the whole lock was taken off and put together on the floor.
I mean, the fact that like y'all all have experienced stuff in that house, it's like, that neighborhood or something.
Yeah. And then, and then the neighbor next to us, when they were moving out, we never really talked to them, and that, that day they were moving out, I was helping. We bought a dining table from them, and I asked the guy, and he's like, yeah, whatever. But then I asked the wife, and she's like, oh, yeah, we would get locked out of our garage all the time. Like, we'd come home, and our door, our garage door was always locked. We never locked it. And then, and then, so then they moved out, and then this lady moved in with her kids, and then her one, her older daughter, she was like 12 or 13. She was handicapped. She passed away in the house, like recently, like about two years ago, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad. So that happened, and then they raised their rent. So then they ended up moving out, and then now we got this military guy, this young guy moved in there. He's a single guy. He's in the military, and I've talked to him and stuff, and he tells me, like, he's like, I always hear knocking in that one room. I'm like, that's where the little girl died. Like, he's like, yeah, but he's like, it doesn't bother me. But yeah, he hears stuff too. But he's kind of like, dude, he doesn't pay attention to it.
If something like that's happening, like, bro, I need a discount on my fucking rent. Like,
Well, because even like it even goes out to like a couple blocks down because the kids have asked their friends.
And they have stuff happen at their house.
They've said that they have stuff happen at their house.
Yeah, I have a friend in a, not a different neighborhood, but from our region neighborhood, like I think like a 3-minute drive away from us.
Yeah, what, like, is it like a like few blocks away, like 4 or 5?
Yeah,
four or five blocks away.
Yeah, and they like seeing, hear stuff.
Yeah.
Dang.
So it's that whole area, because like
What about A?
Your friend too?
Yeah, my friend that lives just down the street, she told me that she woke up one night and all her brothers went out at the same time as her. And she has, like, an attic upstairs in her room. Like, not in her room, but, like, outside.
Yeah, right outside.
The media room. And they all walked out at the same time. And they all saw the attic open.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a crazy story.
What? Oh,
really?
That's crazy.
You see, I'll go. You see, if I see the attic, I'm going up there with the AR, bro. Getting some grenades. Need,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Smoke them out.
Yeah, smoke them out. Yeah. But, yeah.
But my friend that doesn't live that far, like three blocks or two. He said he got, what's it called? And like, you can't move.
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah, sleep paralysis. And then like, he moved to the side and he just saw something like just standing there
watching him.
Yeah. Like it was like a clear figure. He said.
Like the old hag syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. People watching him. Yeah.
Yeah, and he couldn't do nothing. And he couldn't move. He couldn't move his head or like say anything. Like he was trying like,
scream or yell.
Yeah, like yell, like, or talk to him, and he said he couldn't move anything.
Yeah.
Like, he
fuck talk. That.
Well, that's, and then, yeah. Like, and then he said he woke up.
He just woke up.
He woke up.
Yeah, that's what happened to Miranda when she was living there with us. Yeah. She had the sleep paralysis. She had that little doll move.
But when he told me that, I got scared because he said like he woke up, but
and like, he saw it. Yeah, you can't move. Yeah,
but he said like either if he was dreaming it, it felt like so real.
Yeah, no. He was in dreaming.
Sleep paralysis is that's a scary.
Yeah, they have different theories on that, but I don't believe it. It's weird because that's happened to me. It used to happen a lot, like in the past. It rarely happens, but yeah, it's a crazy experience. Like where you feel something holding you down. Like I felt that. I felt someone holding me in the back, or like it's crazy.
Yeah,
I almost felt it.
I had sleep paralysis, like right after school. Took a nap after school, and it was still daytime, and I had
Oh, that was recently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody. Like, I didn't see no faces. I'm like, I just saw hands.
Did you ever have sleep paralysis?
No.
I kind of had one. I think I was about to have one because I was sleeping with my back down. I rarely sleep with my back. And I'm sleeping and I'm like half awake, half asleep. And I just feel pressure like on my chest. And like I jump off and then like it was gone.
Yeah, that's how it starts, I've heard. Like the pressure on the chest, like something's sitting on you or weighing you down.
Yeah, but it wasn't like heavy. It was just like you can feel something there. It was like a Luna, like just sitting there, but like, there was nothing there. Mm-hmm. I think I was about to get it. And I just like woke up, like jumped.
Yeah, their rooms, I won't sleep in their fucking rooms. Dude. I've tried, like when they're not there, just to sleep in there, I can't.
Mm-hmm. Dude, why?
I can't sleep in their rooms.
So when are y'all moving? I don't know. I mean, like that's so much activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's like, I mean, because, dude, like, in a lot. Dude, so just imagine a lot more happens, but we're just used to it.
Yeah.
Do you need some water?
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we're used to it. It's like I said, it's nothing bad. And like I said, I'm really used to it because, see, at first when I moved in, I thought it was me bringing the shit. But then when I told her, you know, I was like, hey, I heard some shit upstairs. And man, you'll be downstairs working. Like when she started working from home, I would always tell her, it's like someone's running in the fucking upstairs. Yeah. Somebody's running our bedroom or like Ling Ling's room. I always hear people. Like, somebody's always in there. And every time I go up the stairs, I hear people talking. When they're not home, I hear whispering in a room. So I always go in there. But I think they do it to fuck with me as I'm going up.
What the
fuck? Yeah, or they move my shit, the keys. Oh, remember, so one time we were when we were working for our friend's estate sale, we came home one night. We were going to have a sale the next day. We came home pretty late. And we went in, we were unloading shit, and I put my keys down. And I had to go back in my truck and get shit out. Dude, I couldn't find my keys. They were moved. I looked for them for like 2 hours. I finally broke my window just to get in the vehicle, dude. You know where they were at? They were hanging on the coat rack in the front door.
See, that's a deal breaker for me. We start fucking with me like that. Oh, man.
But after that, I kind of bitched them out. They don't do that anymore. They don't fuck with our shit anymore. That was like the one and only time. And I was like,
kind of fucking like, ferret ghost motherfuckers in here. Like, I was hiding like, my keys and shit.
Because I'm like, you look. You're probably stuck here. Like, I've talked to them, dude. Like, you know, you're probably stuck here. We're stuck here, too. So just chill. Like, don't fucking scare the kids. Don't, like, when they fuck in her room, they fuck around in her room. I'll go in there in the closet, like, and I'll talk to them and I'll say something. And it just, they stop.
Shit, man, I'd have a priest in there. Like, all you motherfuckers are going out tonight, right now.
May the power of Christ compel you.
Yeah. Like, it'd be a one and done, dude.
Yeah, no.
It'd be it.
Nah, yeah. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it'd be different if it was like crazy scary or like touching us or doing shit. But it's
scary enough for me. Hey, if it was us, what would we?
What do you mean?
We'd move or?
I mean, we'd have a priest come over and bless everything.
And then we move.
Yeah, because like what
if it got worse if we brought a priest over and it got worse and then it got worse?
Definitely move.
We move.
so if it's like, for example, here, because y'all
burn
said,
the
know,
house down and move.
Like it's protected, nothing's ever happened. What if it started happening? Like, what would y'all do? Y'all would
get a priest in.
Yeah, and then what if that didn't work?
In. We move.
We'd go.
You would actually move? You would? Why? Oh, yeah. Even if it didn't do nothing to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Because the way I see it is that it shouldn't be able to get in here. So
but
if
why
it
not?
Is,
it was this right here before blessed. You.
Nah,
but even
man.
Before that.
Nah.
But even before that.
Nope. Gotta go. So one of us is going.
The fact
that
it got
way.
In, then so you would take that like it got in, so it's probably more powerful or what?
It would just be like if it's that adamant, like it's not something I want to fuck with. So I'm out.
So you just give up like that?
I mean, I would do the steps that I could do. And then I'm out.
I'd probably get a shaman.
Because I wouldn't just like be like, oh, I guess I'm going to like just, you know, it is what it is. Nah, fuck that. I can't do it, dude.
But that's you personally. Yeah, because it's just you as a person. Yeah.
If it wasn't bothering me, like if it was like, because when we were at the house, right, the little shadow thing walk around, like, okay, that's the extent of what I ever experienced. Yeah. So like, that's not a big deal for me personally.
Yeah.
But if it was like, I don't know, something standing there or like fucking with my keys or like any of that. Now we got problems.
Because it happened that one time and I talked to it and it stopped. And that's never happened again. Nothing's ever been moved. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, when I lose shit, I blame them, but it's usually me or the kids moving my shit.
Yeah. No, so they're just.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that's not. It's a non-negotiable. I feel like if they're like doing something or messing, it's not good, regardless of what it is.
Yeah.
But I really do like think or know. I just know for a fact, like, dude, this, our house is like bulletproof.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the end of the world could come. Like, this house would be still standing in my mind, like in my heart. Like, if there was like a bunch of apocalyptic shit going down, I feel like this house would still be standing. I don't know if we'd be around. Yeah. Well, I just mean in the sense of like there's this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, dude, now you're
like there's this whole thing about
you don't even
like
have a alarm system, dude. Calm down.
No. What I'm talking about specifically is there's this thing about like the 3 days of darkness and that you'll hear voices outside of your doors where they're like trying to get you to come out.
Yeah.
But it's not actually the people that the voice is. And it's like, but
it's
feel
like 7 days, isn't it?
There's three.
But I think that if that occurred, I wouldn't be afraid, like me personally.
Yeah, you're just not supposed to go outside. That's what it says in the Bible. You just stay inside.
Like, I'd be like,
let it pass. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what happens, man.
Yeah, I'm not going outside. Fuck no. If I hear a voice like that outside,
is it actually 3 days? Like, you have to wait 3 days, or
it's 3 days of darkness. like where, like, basically, it's, I don't know all the specifics, but I know that if you don't have blessed candles, then you wouldn't be able to have any.
Like
light.
The lights aren't gonna work. But technology stuff's not going to work.
And even beyond that, like, you wouldn't be able, like what you described about that darkness you can't see.
Yeah.
It'd be like that, but for 3 full days.
Yeah.
And the only light you could get would be with blessed candles and blessed matches. Like, you, like if you tried to turn on your cell phone light or something, like, it wouldn't.
Yeah, that's from Revelations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking.
Have you read all the Revelations? Have you read that one?
I'm in the process.
Yeah. I just know, like that's what I think of when I say, like, obviously I don't mean like if a nuke went off, like our house would withstand it. I'm just talking about like in the sense of if a lot of evil shit
was
going down,
like
I would be protected in this home just because of what we've done. And we have had a priest bless the house.
Yeah. I feel like we have a lot of blessed stuff too. And, you know, whether it's, I mean, assuming it's like not good, like they don't like blessed stuff. Like they don't like a lot of stuff that we do already.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So.
I don't know.
I've been blessed by a shaman, dude, when I was like 4 or 5.
I just mean that it's like the fact that nothing has occurred. Yeah. I attribute it to that because it seems like.
Or do you pay attention? Because most people just
pay attention. I would notice if there was like stuff going down.
I probably wouldn't notice.
No, I would notice. And the dogs would. Like, again, like Millie at their house. Millie, like that was a prime example of like something's up.
Right.
Hey, well, come over to the house and hang out with your mom. She's still here.
So what's occurred?
Yeah,
something recently?
Yeah, tell us some stories.
Well, I hear my name like I'm in trouble.
You are. You probably are. Fucking up over there. So you've heard your name called.
Yeah, it wakes me up. Shit drops off of the floor.
The perfume smell one gets me.
Yeah, that was crazy. One day, so D, he came over to the house and everything was fine. And we left. And then we came back maybe a few hours later. And when we walked in the house, we could smell my wife's perfume. And it wasn't there before. And
like
it was
distinct.
Really distinct.
Yeah.
I've had shit fall off of the wall that shouldn't have fallen off. I've had hands on my back.
Mm-hmm.
So that come on over and hang out.
Was it you or mom that talked about weight on the bed?
Me.
Okay.
It was you.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like somebody's walking on the bed or they're on the bed moving. And
what?
It wakes
even
you
now?
Up?
Or
in the I thought past? That stopped, though.
No, it still goes.
Even after having it blessed and stuff?
He hasn't had his house blessed.
Y'all said y'all had him blessed.
No, they blessed their own house.
Oh,
like
I thought that's what the podcast.
It wasn't even us. We told my mom what to do. Like, we sent her the prayer and stuff.
Yeah.
But they haven't had a priest bless their
house. For us, the priest literally came in and blessed our house.
Like every room and like went through. And he actually, it was funny because he told.
So for some reason, I was given the holy water to like throw around and it wasn't enough. So he took it out of my hand and started like.
Spraying.
Yeah, because you got to be part of the sacrament for it to be.
He was straight up like, Selena's like, okay, she like sprinkle a little holy water. And he's like, no, like this. And he just starts slinging
it's
water.
Like,
and
I'm like, staining
all the walls.
I'm like whoa, take it easy. Take it easy, Father. Yeah. Take it easy. Yeah. That paint's still drying.
But do you feel like her like walking there, like, or her shadow or anything?
I'll see a shadow from time to time. You guys even see shadows.
Yeah, I saw it the last time we played poker.
For me, it's more of the audio and the touching.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
But that's different. Like, I feel like what you're experiencing for Mom isn't the same as what we saw when Mom was alive or what you're describing, or what, like, with Mills.
Mills saw.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, that was, like, obviously it something else because Mom was still alive. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's a difference that experience with Mom. Like, I remember when we went in the house, literally walked into the room, and it was like as if someone had just sprayed her perfume like in the air. Like, it was like that potent. Like, not like a
that strong.
No. Like, not like,
not like a lingering smell.
Yeah, not like you open the closet and maybe some clothes that she had it on. No, like it was like in your face.
And
like,
it wasn't there
when we left.
Before we left, yeah. It wasn't there.
Wild.
But I've been woken up many times with I can't say, but old man. And it startles me.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's real distinct. It's her voice.
Her voice too, yeah.
Has she come to you in your dreams?
Not lately. After she passed, there were some, but not lately.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a few months ago or several months ago. I did have a dream. It was weird. The answer is yes. Period.
Yeah, she's only come to me in my dreams once, and then that was it. I haven't had any others.
I think it's also, do you remember every dream you have? Because I feel like mine, I have to literally, like, I have a text file. Like, I'll wake up if Mom's in one of my dreams and I like write everything down of what happened because literally like within like an hour, it's like gone. Maybe faster than that.
Yeah, they say it's like 15 to like
30
minutes.
You might have, but if you don't remember it,
yeah.
Like, because I don't remember every night, every dream, but the ones that if I wake up after Mom being in it, I'll write everything down of what happened.
Yeah, because some people say they never dream, but everybody dreams. Yeah. You just don't remember it because you have to dream. Dream is part of like your REM, when you go into the REM cycle. Yeah, like it's part of it.
I dream in black.
Black and white?
Black and white.
No, just black.
Just black.
Black.
Like
black and white.
Black and black?
Like black and black.
Yeah, because going back, I always have a heavy feeling going to your house. Like just like walking in, I get it like a heavy feeling.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, like
shit. Really?
Yeah. Like every time.
You too?
It's not, it's not like a bad feeling. It's just like
a feeling of like dread or sadness.
Heavy. Yeah, right.
Heavy can mean different.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not like negative or it's just. It's not positive.
It's just
like,
something you feel.
Yeah, especially going into your room, and just like or like I'll spend the night. It's just like heavy.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always been like that, or after Grandma passed.
Hang on, get the microphone over there.
No. Has it always been like that or after Grandma passed?
It's always been like that. Like, always.
Oh, really?
Oh, always.
Because you were younger when you stayed with us. We'd do car shows. You would spend the night.
Yeah, I would spend the night.
You were younger.
But I don't think I've noticed it or said anything. Or, like, actually, like, would say anything.
You didn't want to scare me?
No, it wasn't even that. It was just, like I just ignored it.
So you always felt it?
Always felt it.
Oh, shit.
All the time.
Oh, wow. Man. We need to get the kids miraculous medals. That's what we need to get them.
I think you're sensitive.
Yeah, he's sensitive. There's really nothing you can do. He's just sensitive. He's
like, sensitive like to it or just like
intuitive? Yeah, intuitive. Yeah, you can feel it. Like you're sensitive.
I think you can be like intuitive too. And I wouldn't like necessarily say like communicate, but.
Yeah, you can just feel it.
You can, sensitive. Yeah.
I can just like sense it, you know.
Yeah, that's why me and you always see all the shit at the house. Like, it's always me and you.
It's not everybody.
Yeah, it's not everybody.
Like, I'll ask like a few people, like close my friends, and they're like, nah, I don't see anything.
Yeah, it's just being sensitive. Like, just like when I go to my mom's, I feel my dad there. Yeah. It's so weird. I can't even be in my mom's house anymore. I can stay like maybe 30 minutes and I go outside because I feel my dad there. Like, I just feel him. And then like you were saying about like my mom, she said she was crying one night and she was just crying and sobbing. And she just felt like my dad just like, she just felt hands on her. Like, oh, and it brushed her hair, her head. Remember she said? And then like she felt a stroke on her head. And she said it felt like it was my dad.
Yeah. So yeah, no doubt.
Those are little blessings.
Yeah, you know, he's like telling her to be all right. Yeah.
Well, the last time we were there, your mom's, when I walked in, I felt like heaviness.
Yeah.
Like it felt like heavy.
Yeah. But then there's all that crazy shit at my mom's house too, like my nephews and all that, all those bad energy over there. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because like I'll be walking by school, and I like feel bad energy, like just like someone walks by and just bad energy.
Yeah, you're sensitive. Dude. That's where I am. You're
so you have because I can sense bad energy.
Yeah.
Or like something's bad's gonna happen. Like, yeah. I always get that.
I always do that too.
Remember, yeah. I used to get that all the time.
You would tell me you have a bad feeling like that.
Follow that every time because that's how mom was. She was real in tune with her instinct,
like intuition.
Her intuition, yeah. She could pick up on people.
I can meet you like within 5 minutes. I know if you're a piece of shit or not.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
I can tell, dude.
Yeah, me too.
No, I have to so like you, bro. So
no, I'm good.
Huh? So what am I?
No comment. next question.
Let me see. POS, next question. POS, POS.
Wow.
You're cool. Fuck you. You're cool.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I mean,
fuck
that'd be really, really cool if you could tell.
You can.
You know, like you could. You I can. Can't. You can, I've been screwed over multiple times.
Yeah, no, I know, man. When I meet people, like with our business, I can meet them. Dude, I already know they're bullshit. Yeah. Just they walk in the door and I always like, hey, watch this fucking motherfucker, you know?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. And my mom had this really unique thing where people recognized her all the time that she's never met in her life. And they would swear, like they would bet their last Vegas dollar that they knew her.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know you.
Yeah.
But
she had premonitions too. She could see, there was one time, it was back in the 70s, and she had a premonition of an airplane crashing. And sure as shit, it was later on either that day or the next day, an airplane crashed.
What the fuck?
Oh,
yeah. By y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well,
what? Yeah. I have like dreams about that. I had the same dream twice.
Oh, like a recurring dream?
Like about airplane crashing. Crazy. One of them, like, it wasn't the same, but it had, like, it happened the same, you know?
Oh, shit. Or, like, you ain't flying with me anywhere.
What was it?
No. So, we were on a trip, all of us.
Hey, don't fucking put me in that dream.
Fuck. Hey, you're the main character.
Hey, dude, me and C are like this.
I know.
He said you're the main character.
I'm the main one? No, I'm just kidding. I'll be the main. I'll sacrifice. Bucket.
But we're on a trip. And we see there's like a fleet of just like airplanes, like public airplanes, just flying, and then they just like
nosedive.
Like all of them at the same time.
What?
And they're just all crashing. And I had that twice.
Damn.
Yeah, but this one with your grandma was legit. I mean, she described a lot of the details before the plane crashed. It was crazy.
Wow.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. And there's been other situations where she's had like premonitions and have come true. Yeah. But I fooled her ass. I got her to marry me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Didn't see that train wreck.
Didn't see that white trash coming.
Whiskey tango. We call that whiskey tango.
Crazy. All right. We're good. We're at like 2 hours. So let's wrap this bad boy up.
Special edition because it'll be our special Halloween.
Limited special edition. This episode was also brought to you by Sawing Logs.
And magnesium.
And magnesium.
And magnesium. Keep you young when you're old. Right. Lay the pipe till you're 80.
Damn. Well, I just want to thank all our listeners out there for enjoying another episode of the Back in Our Day podcast. Hope you all have a safe and spooky Halloween. Get all the candies. Sorry for y'all getting candy taxed. It's just part of it. You'll get over it. And we'll see you at the next episode. Thanks to our special guest for joining us. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye now.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.